This message, A Deceived Church by the World, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Sunday morning, June 28, 1959, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Lumbigo, ibandle likhohliswe ngomhlaba, ngomfowethu William Marion Branham, wathunyelwa ngesonto ekuseni ngohlangula 28, 1959, eBranham Tabernacle eJeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Jesus Christ, His Son, and has given us all things freely in Christ.
UJesu Kristu indodana yakhe futhi wasinika izinto zonke ngesihle kuKristu.
We are grateful to Thee, Lord, for the privileges that we are granted by this great supreme sacrifice that Jesus gave for us at Calvary.
Silokubonga kuwe Nkosi ngamathuba amahle lawo esiwaphiwa ngalo umhlatshelo omkhulu lo uJesu asipha wona eCalvary.
That it reconciled us back into fellowship and to favor with Thee, that we might have this consolation of knowing that it's written, if ye abide in me and my words in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
Owasibuyisanisa ebudlelwaneni njalo lesisa kanye lawe ukuba sibe lale induduzo yokwazi ukuthi kulotshiwe. Nxa lihlala kimi la mazwi amkini, lingacele lokufunayo kuyakwenziwa kini.
Now we're grateful for this and pray that you'll give us faith to believe it with all that's in us.
Manje silokubonga ngalokho futhi sikhuleka ukuba wena usiphe ukukholwa ukukholwa ngakho konke okukithi.
Now let us lay aside, Lord, every toil of the day, every care of this life, all the way from the janitor to the pastor.
Manje masibeke eceleni Nkosi umjika-jika wonke walolu suku, umnako wonke walokhu kuphila, indlela yonke kusukusela kulo ogcinayo kusiya kumalusi.
That there would be nothing in our minds now but be waiting, listening reverently for the Holy Spirit to speak to us, that we might accomplish something good, to know more of Thee by our gathering together.
Ukuba kungabi lalutho emcabangweni yethu, manje kodwa siba silindele, silalele, ngokuhlonipha ukuba uMoya Ngcwele akhulume kithi, ukuze sifeze ulutho oluhle, ukwazi okukhulu ngawe, ngokubuthana kwethu ndawonye.
For Lord, truly that's why we come on this hot day.
Ngoba Nkosi, ngeqiniso, yikho sibuya ngalolu usuku oluchisayo.
Speak to us through Thy living word, and let the living word dwell in us and abide in us.
Khuluma lathi ngelizwi lakho eliphilayo, futhi vumela ilizwi eliphilayo libe phakathi kwethu, futhi lihlale phakathi kwethu.
That we might be shaped and formed not to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our spirit into the form of the Son of God.
Ukuze sibunjwe njalo sifakwe esimeni hathi okomhlaba kodwa siguqulwe ngokwenziwa batsha komoya wethu esimeni sendodana kaNkulunkulu.
Oh, our hearts tremble when we think, and the joy floods our souls to know that we can be called sons and daughters of God.
Oh, inhliziyo zethu ziyathuthumela lapho sicabanga futhi lentokozo igcwalisa imphefumulo yethu ukwazi ukuthi singabizwa ngokuthi amadodana lamadodakazi kaNkulunkulu.
We stand on the very brim of His second coming, and all nations and kingdoms quivering under our feet.
Simi eduze lokubuya kwakhe okwesibili futhi izizwe zonke lembuso yonke zithuthumela phansi kwenyawo zethu.
All things of the world is vanishing, but knowing that someday he shall come and shall take us to a kingdom where there shall never be an end, or it'll never be moved.
Zonke izinto zomhlaba ziyanyamalala, kodwa sisazi ukuthi ngelinye ilanga yena uzakuza futhi asiyise embusweni lapho okungasoze kube lokuphela kumbe awusoze wanyikinywa.
And to think that we are now the subjects of that kingdom.
Futhi ukucabanga ukuthi kathesi singamalunga alowo mbuso.
Oh God, circumcise our heart and ears today by the Holy Spirit through the washing of the water of the Word. For we asked it in His name and for His glory. Amen.
Oh Nkulunkulu, soka inhliziyo zethu lendlebe zethu namhla ngomoya ongcwele ngokugeza ngamanzi elizwi ngoba sikucela ngebizo lakhe la ngenkazimulo yakhe. Amen.
I wish to approach the subject this morning, for I was going to speak on something a little different if there was to be a healing service.
Ngifisa ukufikelela esifundweni kulokho okusa ngoba mbenza ukukhuluma phezwenye into eyahlukileyo kancane aluba be kuzakuba lenkonzo yokuphilisa.
But we announced that the prayer cards to be given out at 8 till 8:30 or 9 o'clock.
Kodwa simemezele ukuba amakhadi okukhulekelwa anikezwe ngelesitshiyagalombili kuze kube ngelesitshiyagalombili lengxenye kumbe elesitshiyagalolunye nta.
And I just, Billy came up the house a few minutes ago and he said there was hardly anyone here. So he didn't give out prayer cards.
Futhi nje uBilly uze endlini mzuzu emlutshwane edluleyo. Njalo uthe bekungela muntu phose lapha. Ngakho kazange aphe amakhadi okukhulekelwa.
So I thought of taking this text for a correction of the church.
Ngakho siza ngicabange ukuthatha lesi sifundo sokuthi okuqondisa ibandla.
Now I want to speak on the subject of a deceived church by the world.
Futhi ngifuna ukukhuluma ngesihloko sokuthi ibandla likhohliswe ngumhlaba.
I wish to read some now out of the book of Judges, the 16th chapter, beginning with the 10th verse.
Ngithanda ukubala manje ebhukwini labahluleli isahluko 16 kuqala ngoverse 10.
And Delilah said unto Samson, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherein thou mightest be bound.
Delilah wathi kuSamson, khangele, udlale ngami, wantshela manga. Manje ake untshele, ngiyakucela, ungaboshwa kanjani?
And he said unto her, if thou bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man.
Yena wathi kuye, uba bengangibopha bangiqinise ngamagoda amatsha angazange asetshenziswe, ngizakuba buthakathaka ngibe njengomunye umuntu.
Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson.
Ngakho uDelilah wathatha amagoda amatsha futhi wambopha ngawo, wathi kuye, amaFilistiya phezu kwakho, Samson.
And there was liers in wait abiding in the chamber, and he brake them from off his arms like as threads.
Abacathameli babehleza endlini engaphakathi wawaqamula njengomxweba engalweni zakhe.
And Delilah said unto Samson, hitherto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me where thy mightest be bound.
O Delilah wathi ku Samson, kuze kubeka tes udlale ngami. Wangitshela amanga, ngitshele lapho ukuthi ungabotshwa ngani.
And he said unto her, if thou weavest 7 locks of my head with a web.
Wathi kuye, uba useluka amagodra esikhombisa ekhanda lami ngezintambo ezilukiweyo.
And she fastened it to the pins and said unto him, the Philistines be on thee, Samson.
Wawubethela ngesikhonkwane, wathi kuye, amaFilistiya phezu kwakho, Samson.
And he awakened out of his sleep and went away with the pins of the beams and with the web.
Wavuke ebuthongweni bakhe, wangcothula wahamba lezikhonkwane kanye lentambo zokwaluka.
And she said unto him, how canst thou say I love thee, when in thine heart is not with me?
Wasisithi kuye, ungasho njani ukuthi ngiyakuthanda lapho inhliziyo yakho ingekho kimi?
Thou hast mocked me these 3 times, and hast told me wherein thy great strength lies, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lies.
Ungikhohlisile lezi zikhathi ezintathu, futhi wangitshela ukuthi amandla akho amakhulu angaphi, futhi awungitshelanga ukuthi amandla akho angaphi.
And it came to pass, when she had pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death.
Wasukusithi lapho emncindezela insuku zonke ngamazwi akhe, futhi emkhuthaza, wakhathazeka emphefumulweni wakhe kwaze kwaba sekufeni.
And he told her all his heart and said unto her, there has not come a razor up on my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb.
Wamtshela yonke inhliziyo yakhe, wathi kuye, akuzanga impuco ekhanda lami, ngoba ngibe ngumNazari kaNkulunkulu kusukela esiswini sikamama.
If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like another man.
Nxa ngiphucwa, amandla ami azaphela, ngiza kuba buthakathaka, ngibe njengomunye umuntu.
And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he has shown me all his heart.
Kwathi lapho uDelilah ebona ukuthi umtshele yonke inhliziyo yakhe, wathuma wabiza amakhosi amaFilistiya esithi, wozani ngapha masinyane, ngoba usengitshengise yonke inhliziyo yakhe.
And the lords of the Philistine came up unto her and sought money in her, brought money into her hand.
Amakhosi amaFilistiya eza kuye, badinga imali kumbe baletha imali esandleni sakhe.
And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and he caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head, and began to afflict him, and his strength went from him.
Wamlalisa ubuthongo emadolweni akhe, wabiza umuntu, wamenza waphuca amagoda ayisikhombisa enwele zekhanda lakhe, waqala ukumhlupha, amandla akhe asuka kuye.
And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord had departed from him.
Wathi amaFilistiya phezu kwakho, Samson, wavuka ebuthongweni bakhe, wathi, ngiza kuphuma njengakwezinye izikhathi ngizinyikinye. Kodwa kazanga ukuthi inkosi yayisimtshile.
Now I wish to read for a text for this subject found over in the book of Revelations, the 2nd chapter, beginning with the 21st and the 23rd verses.
Manje ngithanda ukubala ukuze sithole isihloko saleso sifundo esitholakala ebhukweni lesambulo isahluko 2 kuqala ngamaverse 21 to 23.
And I gave her space to repent of her fornications, and she repented not.
Futhi ngamnike ithuba lokuthi aphenduke ekuphingeni kwakhe njalo kaphendukanga.
Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her unto great tribulations, except they repent of their deeds.
Khangela ngizamphosela embhedeni lalabo abayenza labo ubufebe ekuhluphekeni okukhulu ngaphandle baphenduke emsebenzini yabo.
And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works.
Ngizakubulala abantwana bakhe ngokufa. Lamabandla wonke azakwazi ukuthi yimi engihlola izindlo zenhliziyo, futhi ngizakunika lo lalo wenu ngokwemsebenzi yakhe.
May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word.
Ngabe inkosi ngengeze izibusiso zayo ekubalweni kwelizwi layo.
Samson, great deal like the church, started off right. He started off in the right direction.
USamson okufana kakhulu njengebandla waqalisa kuhle, waqalisa ngendlela eyiyo.
He started off and was called a mighty man of valor.
Waqalisa njalo, wabizwa ngokuthi iqaweli lamandla.
He started out serving the Lord and keeping his words and doing his commandments.
Waqalisa sebenzela inkosi, egcina amazwi ayo, esenza lemilayo yayo.
And that was somewhat like the church.
Futhi lokho kungani kufanana lebandla.
It started off on, as we would say, as a world expression, started on the right foot. Started to keep the commandments of the Lord.
Laqalisa njengoba singatsho, njengokukhuluma komhlaba, laqala ngonyawo olulungileyo. Laqala ngokugcina imilayo yenkosi.
And as long as Samson followed the Lord used Samson.
USamson wayelandela inkosi. Inkosi yayimsebenzisa uSamson.
For God can keep anyone and use anyone that will follow after him. For it's God's business.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu angagcina loba ngubani, asebenzise loba ngubani omlandelayo, yena ngoba ngumsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
But when we turn to a side away from the things of God, then God cannot use us any longer.
Kodwa nxa siphambukela eceleni khatshana lezinto zikaNkulunkulu, ngakho uNkulunkulu angeke asebenzise futhi.
When we walk steadfastly after the commandments of God, when we'll stay in the pages of the Bible and worship by the written word.
Nxa singahamba ngokuqinileyo ngemlayo kaNkulunkulu, lapho sihlala emakhasini eBhayibhelini futhi sikhonze ngelizwi elilotshiweyo.
Worship him in the spirit and in the truth of the word. Then God can use any individual.
Simkhonze yena ngomoya langeqiniso lelizwi uNkulunkulu engasebenzisa loba ngubani.
But when they take a notion to turn aside after something else, then God cannot use that person any longer.
Kodwa nxa bethatha umqondo wokuphambukela eceleni belandela okunye, ngakho uNkulunkulu angeke abesasebenzisa lowo muntu futhi.
So Samson makes a very outstanding representation of the church of today.
Ngakho uSamson uba ngumfanekiso cacileyo webandla namhla.
When the church started, God could use the church. For the church walked diligently after the commandments of the Lord.
Lapho ibandla liqalisa, uNkulunkulu wayelisebenzisa ibandla, ngoba ibandla lalihamba liqaphele imilayo yenkosi.
Kept all of his judgments and his statutes. and done all of his commandments, and God was with the church.
Ligcina zonke izahlulelo zakhe, lezimiso zakhe, lenza yonke imilayo yakhe, futhi uNkulunkulu wayelebandla.
But it seems to be that there is such a weakening place amongst the church.
Kodwa kukhangeleka kungathi kule ndawo ebuthakathaka kangako phakathi kwebandla.
Remember, we are not on a picnic, but we are in a battlefield.
Kumbula kasiko phakathi kwamadlwane, kodwa sisenkundleni yempi.
Many people just think that when they become a Christian, that that's all they need to do. That settles it forever. If they are a Christian, then everything's going to come easy.
Abantu abanengi bacabanga ukuthi nxa besiba ngumKristu ukuthi yikho kuphela abadinga ukwenza lokuthi izinto zihle zilunge kokuphela njengoba bengumKristu lezi zinto zonke zenzeka kalula.
Don't never get that in your head. For I become a Christian to fight. Fight the good fight of faith.
Ungacabanga njalo ngoba ngiba ngumKristu ukuba ngilwe impendle yokholo.
I become a Christian to get in the battle lines.
Ngiba ngumKristu ukuthi ngingene emfolweni wempi.
We are Christian soldiers. And we've got to be trained and brought up and know all the techniques of the enemy. To know how to fortify, to know how to fight the fight.
Singamasotsha esiKristu futhi kumele sifundiswe, sikhuliswe, sazi amaqhinga wonke esitha, sikwazi ukuvika, sikwazi ukuthi silwe njani impi.
And we can only do that as the Holy Spirit will reveal it to us.
Futhi lokho singakwenza lapho uMoya oNgcwele usambulela.
We cannot take what some other nation tells us when we go to war, some of their ideas.
Singeke sathatha esikutshelwa ngesinye isizwe lapho sisiye empini eminye imiqondo yabo.
But we got to take our own ideas, the way the Holy Spirit would direct us, and what ideas He would give us, because He is the commanding chief of the army of the Christians.
Kodwa kumele sithathe imiqondo yethu, indlela uMoya oNgcwele asiqondisa ngayo, le miqondo asinika yona, yena, ngoba yena uyinduna elawulayo yebutho lamaKristu.
Samson did good. He was a great man. Until he began to, kind of we would call it scallywag around. Until he began to get off of his own territory.
Oh, Samson wenza kuhle. Wayengumuntu omkhulu waze waqala. Waqala kungathi singakubiza ukudlala. Waze waqala ukuphuma egumeni lakhe.
And the church did run well and was all right until they begin to get off of their territory.
Futhi lebandla lalihamba kuhle. Futhi lilungile. Laze laqala ukuphuma egumeni lalo.
Samson began to flirt. And he was not flirting with Israel, lightish girls. He began to flirt with a Philistine girls.
USamson waqala ukudlalisana. Wayengadlalisani lamantombazana ako-Israel. Waqala ukudlalisana lamantombazana amaFilistiya.
And that's somewhat similar to what the church did.
Njalo kuyafanana lalokho ibandla likwenzayo.
It never began to make love with its own. It got off after unbelievers and began to flirt with unbelievers.
Alizange liqala ukuthandana labantu balo. Lalandela abangakholwayo. Laqala ukudlalisana labangakholwayo.
That's where we made our great and one of the greatest mistakes. That's when the church begin to do things that wasn't right.
Ikho lapho esenza khona elikhulu elinye lamaphutha amakhulu kulapho ibandla liqala ukwenza izinto ezingalunganga.
He began to keep like Samson bad company.
Laqala ukuhambisana njengo Samson labantu abangalunganga.
Samson, as long as he was in the company of the Lord's people, he did all right.
O Samson nga kuphela wayephakathi kwabantu benkosi wayesenza kuhle.
But when he got to flirting with bad company, then he got in trouble.
Kodwa lapho eqalisa ukudlalisana labantu abangalunganga ngakho wangena enkathazweni.
And that's the way it is with the church.
Futhi kunjalo ngebandla.
When the church followed reverently and daily after the leading of the Holy Spirit, God blessed them, and miracles and signs and wonders followed the church.
Lapho ibandla lilandela ngenhlonipho lansuku zonke ukuhola kukaMoya Ngcwele uNkulunkulu wabusisa izimanga lezibonakaliso lezimangaliso zalandela ibandla.
But when he began to keep bad company with the world,
kodwa lapho liqala ukuhambisana lababi kanye lomhlaba,
one of the worst things it done and the first things it done, it began to organize, breaking up fellowship amongst other believers, because it found out that nations were organized.
Enye yezinto ezimbi elazenzayo lezinto zokuqala elazenzayo laqala ukuhlela inhlanganiso lisehlukanisa ubudlelwano phakathi kwamanye amakholo ngoba bafumana ukuthi izizwe zazihleliwe.
But this great gospel is not dedicated to one nation or one people. It's dedicated to whosoever will let him come.
Amen.
All nations, kindreds, tongues, and people.
Kodwa leli vangeli elikhula linikezwanga esizweni esisodwa, kumbe umhlobo owodwa wabantu, linikezwe ku loba ngubani ofunayo makabuye izizwe zonke, imihlobo, izindimi labantu.
God never did intend for us to draw boundary lines.
UNkulunkulu kazange asimisele ukuba sibandlululane.
But man wanted to be like they compare or to a copy after. Go like the world does. Say the things that they do. Make a success the way they were a success.
Kodwa abantu bafuna ukufanana, bayazilinganisa kumbe ukulingisela, ukuhamba njengoba umhlaba usenza, ukukhuluma izinto abazenzayo, ukuphumelela njengendlela abaphumelele ngayo.
We cannot never be a success doing anything the world does.
Singeke saphumelela sisenza okwenziwa ngumhlaba.
We can only be a success as we follow after God's statutes and His way of doing things.
Siba lokuphumelela lapho silandela izimiso zikaNkulunkulu la ngendlela yakhe yokwenza izinto.
We can never be by pattering after the world.
Singeke saba ngokuzifanisa lomhlaba.
If the cigarette company has met their greatest success by television, and the beer and the whiskey crowds has made their great success through the contribution of television, that's no sign that the church shall make its success by television.
Nga inkampani yegwayi ibe lokuphumelela kwayo okukhulu ngetelevision, lamaxuku ezotshwala labo whiskey bephumelele kakhulu ngokusebenza kwetelevision, ayisiso sibonakaliso sokuthi ibandla lingaphumelela ngetelevision.
The success of the church lies within the preaching of the gospel of the power of God and the demonstration of the Spirit.
Ukuphumelela kwebandla kuhlezi ekuthunyelweni kwevangeli, amandla kaNkulunkulu langokubonakaliswa kukaMoya.
We cannot say because that television done such and such for the cigarette company and the and the other companies.
Singeke sacho ukuthi ngoba i-television yenze lokuthile lokuthile inkampani egwayi la manya amankampani.
We do not have any scripture to compare with them people.
Kasila mbhalo kuba sizama ukuzilinganisa lalabo bantu.
And as long as we do, we may draw great numbers of people, but that's not what God ordained us to do.
Amen.
Futhi nxa sikwenza, singadonsa inani elikhulu labantu, kodwa akusikho uNkulunkulu asimisela ukuba sikwenze.
We think because that we're all colors, flying high, great organizations, causing great colorful things to take place, that it's a success. We are dying daily on our feet, spiritually speaking.
Sicabanga ukuthi sikho konke, siphakeme izinhlanganiso ezinkulu, sibangela izinto ezinkulu, ezicazimulayo ukuba zenza kahle, ukuthi yikho ukuphumelela, sifa nsuku zonke, simi ngezinyawo zethu, sitsho ngokomoya.
If we stood 10 million strong this morning, and the Holy Spirit wasn't with us, we'd do well to stand 10 strong with the Holy Spirit with us.
Amen.
Ngabe simi, sizigidi ezilitshumi, siqinile, ekuseni lamuhla, lo moya ongcwele engekho kithi, singenza ngcono simi, silitshumi, siqinile, silo moya ongcwele phakathi kwethu.
We cannot compare with the world.
Singeke sazilinganisa lomhlaba.
One of the first things was the church began to organize themselves.
Futhi ezinye zezinto zaqala zazi ibandla laqala ukuzihlela.
The first organization was the Catholic Church. And then come the Lutheran Church.
Inhlanganiso yokuqala kwakulibandla leKatoliki. Kwasokusiza ibandla leLutheran.
When they organized in the Catholic Church to make it an organization, one day there was a cry. The Philistines is on me, Samson. And Samson broke the cords of the bounds of the Catholic Church, and Martin Luther came forth.
Amen.
With the organizations.
Lapo behlela ebandleni leKatoliki, ukuyenza inhlanganiso, kwelinye ilanga kwaba lesimemezelo. AmaFilistiya aphezu kwakho Samson, futhi Samson waqamula izibopho zebandla leKatoliki, uMartin Luther waphuma kanye lenhlanganiso.
Then they bound the church with another cord, as Deliah did.
Ngakho babopha ibandla ngenye intambo njengoba wenza uDelilah.
And they begin, instead of having God call men who were called by the Holy Spirit, maybe didn't know their ABCs, but they know Christ.
Futhi baqala kulokuba babe lomuntu obizwe nguNkulunkulu, umuntu obizwe ngumoya ongcwele, mhlawumbe engazi o ABC bakhe, kodwa besazi uKristu.
Then the church got stylish and fashioned after the political speakers.
Iko ibanda laqala ukuba nezitayela, baqala ukulingisela izikhulumiza bepolitiki.
And they had to give their preachers doctor's degree. Everybody had to be a doctor of divinity.
Futhi bapha bachumayeli babo idegree lobudokotela, umuntu wonke waba ngudokotela wenkolo.
That was another card to bind the church.
Kwaba ngenye intambo yokubopha ibandla.
Men go off and study. Each seminary tries to produce a better scholar so that their churches can brag. Our pastor is a doctor of divinity.
Amadoda ayahamba siyafunda. Isikolo ngasinye sizama ukuveza umfundo ongcono ukuze amasonto abo aziqenye. Umelusi wethu ngudokotela wezenkolo.
What did they do? One tried to have more knowledge than the other.
Futhi benzani? Omunye uzama ukuba lolwazi oludlula olomunye.
Well, that doesn't mean anything in the sight of God.
Hawke, lokho akutsho lutho phambi kukaNkulunkulu.
And there's no need for any man to try to take his worldly knowledge and ever please God with it. It's an abomination in the sight of God.
futhi akudingakali umuntu kuba azame ukuthatha ulwazi lwakhe lwasemhlabeni njalo athokozise uNkulunkulu ngalo luyisinengiso phambi kukaNkulunkulu.
You'll never please God with the worldly ambitions and knowledge because it's enmity to God, says the scriptures. He cannot do it.
Awungeke wathokozisa uNkulunkulu ngezifiso lolwazi lomhlaba ngoba kuyibutha kuNkulunkulu. Utsho njalo umbhalo. Angeke akwenze.
And each one tries to have all the knowledge.
Futhi ilo lalo uzama ukuba lolwazi lonke.
They know just what to do and the words to say. And it becomes just a political speech instead of a powerfully demonstrated Holy Spirit yeah. message that sinks to the heart of man
Hallelujah.
And discovers the sins.
Bayakwazi nje ukuthi benzeni njalo lamazwi okutho futhi kusuka nje kube inkulumo yepolitiki kulokuba ngamandla abonakalisweyo wombiko kaMoya Engcwele othona enhlizweni yomuntu futhi abone izono zakhe.
They're trained for political talks. And we don't need that.
Bafundele inkulumo zepolitiki. Futhi asikudingi lokho.
Paul said the word come to us not only of the gospel in word only, but to the power and the manifestation of the Holy Ghost.
Paulo wathi ilizwi leza kithi hathi kuphela kumbe ivangeli ngelizwi kuphela kodwa ngamandla njalo lokubonakaliswa kaMoya Engcwele.
That brought the gospel, demonstrating the powers of the Holy Ghost.
Lokho kwaletha ivangeli libonakalisa amandla kaMoya Engcwele.
But all these men go off to seminaries and they learn great educations, how they must stand before the people, how they must present themselves, how they must dress and how they must act. They should never use the wrong grammar.
Kota wonke lawo madoda ahamba ezikolweni zenkolo futhi bafunda imfundiso ezinkulu ukuthi bangamanzani phambi kwabantu, bangazithula njani bona, bangaqoka njani futhi baziphathe njani. Akumelanga besebenzise ukukhulunywa kolimi okungayisikho.
Now that's all right for a political speech. But we are not after the enchanting words of man.
Manje lokho kuhle enkulumeni yepolitiki kodwa kasilandela amazwi abantu ahlabusayo.
Paul said the gospel that I preached didn't come like that.
Amen.
When it come to the renewing of the Holy Ghost and the power of demonstrations.
UPauli wathi ivangeli engilichumayelayo ngalibuyanga njalo kodwa lona labuya ngokuvuselelwa kuka Moya Engcwele lamandla okubonakalisa.
Come by a right form speech. That your wisdom would be, or your trust would be in the wisdom of man.
Kakubuyi ngenkulumo ebunjiweyo kuhle ukuba kuyabe kuyikuhlakanipha kwakho kumbe ukwethemba kwakho kuyabe kusekuhlakanipheni yomuntu.
But it come through the demonstrations of the power of the risen Christ.
Kodwa leza ngokubonakalisa amandla kaKristu ovukileyo.
That's the gospel.
Amen.
To know him in the power of his resurrection.
Hilo ivangeli ukumazi yena emandleni ngokuvuka kwakhe.
Each one tries to think he's a little smarter than the other man. Each denomination.
Ilo lalo uzama ukucabanga ukuthi uhlakaniphe ngcono kulomunye umuntu inhlanganiso ngayinye.
The Methodists will say, we got the smartest man. The Baptists will say, and the Church of Christ, and so forth. They all, we're the smartest.
Ama-Methodists baza ukuthi, silayo indoda ehlakaniphe kulawo wonke. Ama-Baptists baza ukuthi, futhi ibandla likaKristu lokunjalo. Bona, bonke, thina yithi abahlakaniphe kakhulu.
We, our people, we don't let just the ordinary man go out and preach the gospel. But they handpick them.
Tina abetu, abetu abantu, asiyekeli nje umuntu kazana nje, aphume phandle njalo, athumele ivangeli. Kodwa, bayazikhethela bona.
Oh, God have mercy.
Amen.
Handpick them. If they're indoctrinated with their certain doctrine, then they put them in the church. God can't touch him in no way.
Amen.
Oh, Nkulunkulu, iba nomusa. Bayazikhethela bona nxa sebefundiswe ngemfundiso yabo ethile. Bayabafaka ebandleni. UNkulunkulu angeke amthinte loba ngayiphi indlela.
I want somebody to preach to me that's been handpicked by the Holy Ghost. God has raised up. Not picked by man or denominations.
Ngifuna lo ozangichumayeza, okhethwe ngumoya ongcwele, ovuswe nguNkulunkulu, hatho okhethwe ngumuntu kumbe inhlanganiso.
All knowledge, they say, oh, we know all about it. And some of them doesn't know the first alphabet of the Holy Spirit. They deny it.
Ulwazi kuphela, basho njalo. Oh, sonke siyakwazi ngakho, futhi abanye babo kabakwazi la kancane ngomoya ongcwele. Baya wala wona.
It reminds me of a little book I read one day in California about 10 years ago. I picked it up in an old bookstore. I forget who was the author.
Kungikhumbuza mina ngebhuku elincane engalibala ngelinye ilanga eCalifornia phose iminyaka elithumi edluleyo ngalidobha esitolo samabhuku esidala. Ngiyakhohlwa ukuthi labhalwa ngubani.
Just a little 10-cent book. But it had some good sense to it. Though it seemed jokingly and cunningly. But I found something in there that sounded like God to me.
Okulibhukwana okuncinyane nje kwamasenti alithumi kodwa lalilengqondo kulo loba kwakungani insomo lobuqili kodwa ngathole enye into phakathi lapho eyayizwakala njengonkulunkulu kimi.
And one of the little stories started out like this. One morning in a great chicken pen, there was a certain little rooster that thought he had all the knowledge that there was to be known.
Futhi enye yezindaba ezincinyane yaqala kanje. Ngokunye ukusa esibayeni esikhulu senkukhu, kwakukhona iqude elithile. Elincinyane elacaba ukuthi lalilolwazi lonke olwake lwaba khona ukuthi lwaziwe.
So he flies up on a box and beat his little bill against the box 4 or 5 times, threw back his little head and crowed like you never heard a rooster crow.
Ngakho laphaphela eboxini njalo latshayelela umlomo walo omncinyane eboxini kane kumbe kahlanu laphosela emuva ikhanjana lalo. Futhi lakhala ngendlela ongakazi ulizwe iqude likhala ngayo.
And the others, he attracted their attention. And he said, ladies and gentlemen of this chicken pen, I would like to speak to you all this morning on some great educational program we have just designed.
Futhi abanye labakhanga futhi lati, makhosikazi labonumzana. Balesi sibaya senkukhu ngithanda ukukhuluma lani lonke ngalikuseni ngohlelo luthile olukhulu lwemfundo esilusungulileyo.
Said, I have required a lot of knowledge in my studying, as he pulled his little glasses over his bill.
Lathi ngidinge ulwazi olunenye ekufundeni kwami lapho lidonsela amangilasi phezu komlomo walo.
And he said, I have decided that we chickens can better ourselves by more knowledge.
Futhi lati lona senginqume ukuthi thina inkukhu singazenza sibe ngcono ngolwazi olunenge.
Therefore I can tell you that if we will dig and work in a certain pen or a hole, we'll find a certain vitamin that'll make us crow better, prettier feathers.
Ngakho ke ngingalitshela ukuthi ngapi nxa singagebha njalo sisebenze esibayeni esithile kumbe egodini sizathola ivithamini elithile elizasenza sikhale ngcono insiba ezinhlenhle.
And oh, I can tell you how we can better ourselves in many different ways.
Futhi ngingalitshela ukuthi singazenza sibe ngcono thina ngendlela ezijiyeneyo.
And the little pullets with their little red combs, they just cackled and said, isn't he a darling? And they certainly admired him.
Futhi izikhukhukazi ezincinyane zilamagedla azo amancinyane abomvu zakekela futhi zathi akamuhle yini futhi ngiqiniso zalibuka.
Oh, he is such a brilliant rooster.
Oh, liqude elihlakaniphileyo sibili.
Reminds me of some of these here seminary preachers.
Kungikhumbuza abanye balabo lapha abafundisi base kolitshini.
Such a brilliant man. There's no need of us hanging around the rest of the chickens. We all ought to go with him.
Indoda ekhaliphe kangako. Akula sizathu sokuthi sibe sihlala thina lezinye inkukhu sonke kumele sihambe lalo.
Well, before the little fellow got his speech finished, there was another little chicken that didn't have such bright feathers. Come running in from the rest of the chicken yard and said, "Boys, just a minute. I just heard the latest bulletin on the radio. Chickens went up 4 cents on the pound. We're all going to the slaughter tomorrow."
Awuge lo mfumncinyane engakaqedi inkulumo yakhe kwakukhona enye inkukhu eyayingela amaphiko acazimulayo njengalawo yezi kijimi suke gumeni lonke lesibaya futhi yathi bafana umzuzu nje ngisanda kuzwa indaba zakathesi emsakazweni inkukhu zikhwelile ngamasenti amane kuphondo ngakho sasa siyabulawa.
What good your knowledge going to do? Brother, all the knowledge that we can accumulate, what good does it do? We're 6 foot of dirt.
Amen.
Uyakusiza ngani ulwazi lakho na? Mfowethu, lonke ulwazi esingalubuthelela lusiza ngani? Singamafidi ayisithupha emhlabathi.
We're all dying by inches. And by minutes. Our knowledge means nothing. We want to know him. But they do that.
Sonke siyafa ngama inch njalo ngemzuzu. Ulwazi lwethu alutsho lutho. Sifuna kuba mazi yena. Kodwa baya kwenza lokho.
As I was remarking some time ago about a certain little canary. And he thought he knew all the knowledge that it needed to be known, and he knew so much that he could tell all the rest of canaries about the human beings.
Njengoba ngangikhuluma kwesinye isikhathi esedluleyo ngomzwili lomncane futhi wacabanga ukuthi wazi lonke ulwazi olwa lumele lwaziwe njalo wazi kakhulukazi waze watshela yonke imzwili ngezidalwa ezingabantu.
So he flies up on his cage and he begins to speak about the human beings. How he know it all about them.
Ngakho yaphaphela ekhejini yayo futhi yaqala ukukhuluma ngezidalwa ezingabantu ukuthi yazi njani konke ngabo.
And all of a sudden a professor from Purdue walked up and began to speak some high polished words to him and the little fellow batted his eyes and turned his head.
Futhi tukutuku isikhwicwa mfundo esivela ePurdue seza njalo saqala ukuyikhulumela amazwi apolishiweyo futhi linyone encane yacwayi cwayizisa ngamehlo ayo njalo yathibilikisa ikhanda futhi.
Now he had eyes, he could see the professor. He had ears, he could hear him.
Manje yayilawa amehlo yayimbona usikhwicwa mfundo yayilazi indlebe yayimuzwa yena.
But of course he didn't know what he was talking about. Why? He's got a canary brain. He's just a bird brain.
Kodwa ngempela yayingakwazi ukuthi ukhuluma ngani ngenxa yani ile ngqondo yomzwilili ingqondo nje yenyoni.
That's all he's got. He hasn't got a human brain, so he can't think like human beings.
Yikho kuphela elakho ayila ngqondo yomuntu ngakho ayingeki icabange njengezidalwa abantu.
And neither can a human being think like God.
Amen.
Futhi isidalwa umuntu angeke sicabange njengonkulunkulu.
You're human. All the worldly knowledge is no more than a canary brain.
Ungumuntu futhi ulwazi lonke lwemhlabeni alwedluli nje olwenyoni umzwilili.
All you do, you just hurt yourself with it. You got to have the mind of Christ.
Konke okwenzayo uyazilimaza ngakho kumele ube lenqondo kaKristu.
The reason people go and join organizations and substitute a handshake instead of the new birth, They're trying to bypass the new birth. They don't want the new birth.
Isizathu esenza abantu bahambe futhi bejoyine inhlanganiso futhi bafake ukuxawula ngesandla kuloku zalwa kutsha bazama ukweqa ukuzalwa kutsha kabafuni ukuzalwa kutsha.
And they know we teach it in the Bible, so they want to substitute something for it.
Futhi baya kwazi siyakufundisa ebhayibhelini ngakho bayafuna ukungenisa okunye kulakho nokho.
And the Pentecostal people are just as bad. Trying to substitute something.
Futhi abantu bama Pentecost babi labo bazama ukungenisa okunye.
They want it in class. It must be just so classy. We'll shake hands and join the church and be sprinkled or baptized or something.
Bakufuna ngohlobo oluphambili. Kumele kube luhlobo luphezulu nje. Sizaxawulana izandla futhi sijoin ibandla futhi sifafazwe kumbe sibhaphathizwe kumbe okunye.
They're afraid of the new birth. I sometimes believe the Branham Tabernacle's getting afraid of it.
Bayesaba ukuzalwa kutsha. Ngiyakholwa kwesinye isikhathi iBranham Tabernacle isikwesaba khona.
Now we all know that a birth, I don't care where it is or whereabouts, it's a mess.
Manje sonke siyakwazi ukuthi ukuzala angilandaba ukuthi kungapi kumbe ngapi 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 kumahlikihliki.
If a baby is born on a shuck pile, on a hard floor, or in a pink decorated hospital room, it's a mess anyhow.
Nga usane luzalwa enqabeni yamakhoba esibuyene somileyo kumbe endlini yesibhedlela ececisiweyo ngepinki kumahlikihliki kungelani.
A birth of a calf, birth of anything else is a mess.
Ukuzalwa kwethole, ukuzalwa laloba yini kumahlikihliki.
And the new birth is nothing less than a mess.
Futhi ukuzalwa okutsha kuyafanana lobuhlikihliki.
But people are so starchy. We'll go over where they shake hands. We'll go over where they don't bawl and cry and beat on the altar and cry out.
Kodwa abantu bomile kakhulu. Sizahamba lapho abaxawulana khona izandla. Sizahamba lapho abangahlabi umkhosi. Njalo bakhale khona futhi bathaye lathini. Njalo beklabalale.
You want to be too human. What we need is birth. Dying out that brings forth life.
Ufuna kuba ngumuntu kakhulu. Esikufunayo ukuzalwa ukufa uphele lokho kuletha impilo.
A seed, an old potato, a seed potato. You take that potato and put it in the ground until you can have new potatoes. That old potato has to rot.
Intanga igwili elidala, intanga yegwili, ungalithatha lelo gwili futhi ulifake emhlabathini. Ukuthi uzube lamagwili amasha lelo gwili elidala kumele libole.
A corn cannot produce new life until it's rotten.
Umumbu awungeke uthele impilo entsha ngaphandle uzubole.
And a man or a woman can never have new birth until their intellectuals and their own self is rotten, dead.
Amen.
Die out at the altar and scream, get all messed up. To a place that starch gets out of your collar and you're born again by the Spirit of God.
Futhi owesilisa kumbe owesifazana angeke abe lokuzalwa okutsha ngaphandle kokuba ukuhlakanipha loqobo lwabo kubole kufe kuphele elathini njalo bahlabe umkhosi abe mahlikihliki kuze kuthi ukoma konke kusuke ekholeni yakho futhi usuzelwe kutsha.
I don't care if you squall, speak in tongue, jump up and down, flop like a chicken with his head off. You're bringing forth new life.
Amen.
Angilandaba nxa ubongolela, ukhuluma ngendimi, useqa phansi laphezulu, ubhakuze njengenkukhu equnywe ikhanda, uletha impilo entsha.
But we substituted something for it.
Amen.
We want the classical way.
Praise God.
Sure.
Kodwa sangenisa okunye kulakho sifuna indlela yohlobo luphambili ngempela.
The other day Friday wife and I was going to the store.
Ngelinye ilanga ngolwesihlanu unkosikazi lami sasiya esitolo.
I don't mean to harp on this, but as we went down the street I just kept turning my head one way for the other, naked women.
Angiqondanga ukukhuluma lokho. Kodwa sahamba sisehla ngesitalata ngangilokho ngichibidikisa ikhanda lami ngapha langale abafazi benqunu.
I promised God when I was a blind man, if he'd heal my eyes, I'd look at the thing was right.
God thembisa uNkulunkulu lapho ngiyisiphofu ukuthi engasilisa yena amehlo ami ngiza kukhangela into eqondileyo.
I keep a little cross hanging in my car. When I see such as that, I look at the cross and say, oh God, that's my refuge. As I looked at the cross.
Futhi ngigcina isiphambano esincinyane silenge emoteni yami. Lapho ngibona okunjengalokho ngiyakhangela isiphambano futhi ngithi, oh Nkulunkulu, leso yiso isiphephelo sami. Lapho ngikhangela esiphambanweni.
I seen those women. Mary said we haven't seen one woman today that's got on a skirt.
Ngabona labo abesifazana. Umida wathi, kasikaboni oyedwe esifazana namhla ogqoke isikete.
And she said, Bill, look at that woman there. With those little straps around the top of her body. And said, you mean to tell me that woman don't know that's wrong?
Futhi wathi, Bill, khangela umfazi lowana lapha. Ogqoke ithanjana lezo ezincane phezu komzimba wakhe futhi wathi ungitshela ukuthi owesifazana lo kakwazi ukuthi lokho kubi na.
Said if she doesn't know it's wrong then she's out of her right mind.
What? Nga engakwazi ukuthi lokho kubi ngakho uphambene enqondweni yakhe.
I said just a minute honey, she is an American. She does as the Americans do.
Ngathi umzuzu nje sithandwa. Ungowe Melika. Uwenza njenga Melika.
I said I was in Finland not long ago, sweetheart. And I questioned there to a man that set me down. Dr. Munyanen.
Ngathi ngangise Finland esikhathini esingaside esedluleyo sithandwa. Futhi ngabuza khona ngale indoda eyayingihlalisa phansi uDokotela uManmen.
And we were going to the health baths, what's called the sunda, and they take you in and pour hot water on hot rocks, and it just sweats you.
Futhi sasisiya lapho okugeselwa khona okwempila kahle okuthiwa yisawuna. Futhi bayakungenisa bese bethela amanzi achisayo kumbe amanzi phezu kwamadwala achisayo futhi kuyakuginqisa nje.
Then they make you jump in ice water and then back out.
Bese bekugqumzela emanzini akungqoqwane futhi uphume.
Then you take you into a room and there's nurses and there are women who scrub the man and them naked. Send him back into the pool.
Bese bekungenisa endlwaneni futhi kulabo mongikazi phakathi lapho abesifazana abakhuhla amadoda futhi bona benqunu bebabuyisela ecibini.
I wouldn't go in. And I said, Dr. Munyan, and that's wrong.
Ngalo kungena. Futhi ngathi, Dokotela, Munyan, kubi ke lokho.
He said, all right then, Reverend Branham, that's wrong. Then how about your American doctors that'll strip a woman naked and lay her on the table and examine every sex organ she's got?
Wathi yena, kulungile ke mfundisi Branham, kubi lokho. Manje ke, Dokotela benu, bemelika, bahlubula owesifazana abenqunu futhi bamlalise etafuleni bamhlole zonke izitho zensitha alazo.
How about your nurses in the hospitals? I said, excuse me, Brother Munyan, you're right.
Manje ke, omongikazi benu, esibhedlela. Ngathi, ngiyaxolisa mfowethu Munyan. Munyan, uqinisile.
What is it? It's customs.
Kuyini, imkhulu.
When I was in Paris, I could hardly believe it that the urinals for both men and women were the same one.
lapho ngise Paris ngangingakukholwa pho sekhona ukuthi izambusi zabesilisa labesifazana kwakundawonye.
I couldn't understand it that the restrooms was on the side of the street for both male and female.
Angikuzwisanga khona ukuthi izambuzi eceleni lesitalada zazinge zabesilisa labesifazana ndawonye.
I couldn't believe that when women went to the beach to go swimming, a boy and his sweetheart, they had no dressing rooms. They just took all their clothes to the last garment, then turned their backs and put on a little strap and went swimming, but it's so.
Angikukholwanga ukuthi lapho abesifazana besiya ekhunjini ukuyabhukutsha umfana lesithandwa sakhe ngabala zinhle zokuthintela, bahlubula nje impahla zonke bazisalele nje bese bechibilika futhi bagqoke okuyithanjana futhi basuke beyobhukutsha kodwa kunjalo.
They pay no attention to it. It's a custom of France.
Kabala ndaba lakho kumkhulu weFrance.
In Africa, women and men, young and old, no clothes at all, walking through the prairies, never know what a restroom was or things, or never went out of each other's sight.
E-Afrika, abesifazana, labesilisa, abatsha labadala, abaqoki lutho, behamba emafusini, kabagaze bakwazi ukuthi isambuzi kuyini, kumbe izinto, kumbe kabagaze bacathele omunye lomunye.
But they don't know the difference. They don't know the difference. But it's customs of nations.
Kodwa kabakwazi umahluko. Umehluko kabawazi. Kodwa imkhubo yamazwe.
But I said, honey, we are different. We're from another nation. We are pilgrims and strangers here. That's what makes these things look so wrong.
Amen.
Kodwa ngathi sithando. Thina sahlukile sivela kwelinye ilizwe, thina sizihambi laba fokazi lapha, yikho okwenza into lezi zikhangeleke zizimbi kangaka.
For the Bible said they that profess such plainly show that they are pilgrims and strangers, they are seeking a city to come.
Amen.
Ngoba iBhayibheli lathi labo abatsho lokho abatshoyo betshengisa ukuthi bayizihambi labafokazi badinga umuzi ozayo.
A man or a woman in Italy, in France, in Africa, in any other nation that's ever born again of the Holy Ghost don't do those things.
Owesilisa kumbe owesifazane ose-Italy, eFrance, e-Afrika, loba kuliphi ilizwe oke wazalwa kutsha ngomoya engcwele genzi lezo zinto.
They won't wear those clothes. They won't act like that because they're of another nation whose ruler and maker is God.
Kabayi kuqoka lezo mpahla. Kabasoze baziphathe njengalokho ngoba bangaba kwelinye ilizwe umbusi walo lo mense engonkulunkulu.
We're from heaven. The spirit that's within you motivates your life.
Sivela ezulwini. Umoya ophakathi kwakho ufuqa impilo yakho.
If you are American, you'll do as Americans do.
Nga ungowemelika, uzenza njengabe melika.
If you are French, you'll do as the French do. And criticize the other.
Nga ungowefrance, uzenza njengabe France, futhi uchothoze omunye.
But if you are of God, you'll do the way they do in heaven. Because your spirit comes from above. And it controls you.
Kodwa nxa ungoka uNkulunkulu uzenze njengendlela benza ngayo ezulwini ngoba umoya wakho uvela phezulu njalo wona uyakunqanda wena.
A little something you might look at in the scripture, those who sought this new city acted different. They professed that they were pilgrims and strangers.
Into encane ongayikhangela embhalweni, laba ababedinga lomuzi omutsha baziphatha okwahlukileyo bazitsho ukuthi babeyizihambi labafokazi.
But on the side of Cain they become fugitives and renegades.
Kodwa kuhlangothi luka Cain baba zinzulani labahlamuki.
But Christians were pilgrims and strangers.
Kodwa amaKristu babeyizihambi labafokazi.
A fugitive has no home. A renegade is a horrible person.
Uzulani kalula khaya umhlamuki ngumuntu owesabekayo.
But a pilgrim is something real and from a real land in another nation trying to find his way home.
Amen.
Professing by his living that he has something that he's from another country. There is the reason.
Kodwa isihambi into eqotho futhi evela elizweni eliqotho kwesinye isizwe ezama ukudinga indlela eya ekhaya evuma ngokuphila kwakhe ukuthi ulento etshengisa ukuthi uvela kwelinye ilizwe nanso isizathu.
But yet those people who do so, those people who wear those things,
kodwa ke labo bantu benza njalo, labo bantu abagqoka lezo zinto.
Let me tell you, in South Africa, when I saw 30,000 raw heathens, naked blanket natives.
Mana ngutshele, eSouth Africa lapho ngibona inkulungwane ezingamachuma amathathu zamayeden aluhlaza tshoko, benqunu, abomdabuko, abembathi ingubo.
16, 18, 20 year old girls, boys with not one stitch of clothes. Standing there with mud in their faces and painted up.
Ichumi lesithupha, ichumi lesificamunwembili, amachumi amabili, obudala amankazana, abafana, bengelangitsho, isicibi sempahla, bemi lapho, belodaka ebusweni babo, futhi bependile.
Bones to their nose and blocks of wood hanging from their ears and cross human bones or some bones in their hair. Animals' teeth hanging over them. Naked as they come into the world and didn't know it.
Amathambo ebhoboze amakhalabo futhi lezinti zezigodo zilenge endlebeni zabo njalo bebambanise amathambo abantu kumbe athile amathambo enelweni zabo amazinyo ngenyamazana elenga phezu kwabo benqunu njengokuba beze emhlabeni.
But when they received Christ and fell on their face and received the Holy Ghost, they got up and folded their arms to hold shame to their bosom as they walked away and found clothes to put on.
Kodwa lapho besamukela uKristu futhi bawa ngobuso babo njalo bemukela uMoya oNgcwele bavuka bagoqa ingalo zabo befihle uhlazo lwabo esifubeni lapho besuka futhi badinga isiqhoko soqhoko.
Why? They become pilgrims and strangers to this world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Ngenxa baba izihambi labafokazi emhlabeni lo. Hallelujah.
They were away from him. Yes, sir.
Babe khatshana laye. Yebo numzana.
Oh, yes. These people call themselves Christians. They belong to churches.
Oh, yebo. Laba bantu. Bazithi bona ngamaKristu bangamalunga amabandla.
They go and say, we are Methodists, we're Baptists, we're Pentecostal, we're Seventh-day Adventists, we're this, that, the other.
Bayahamba futhi bethi singama Methodist, singama Baptist, singama Pentecost, singama Seventh Adventist, siyilokhu, lokhuya, lokunye.
That doesn't have one thing to do with it. Your spirit, the life that's in you, motivates and tells what you are. Jesus said, by their fruit you shall know them.
Lokho akula ngitsho nto yokwenza lakho. Umoya wakho, impilo phakathi kwakho, iyakufuqa njalo ikutshele oyikho. UJesu wathi, lizabazi ngezithelo zabo.
The church has become like Israel first.
Ibandla selibe njengo Israyeli kuqala.
They seen all the heathen nations having a king. God was their king.
Babona zonke izizwe zamayeden. Zile nkosi. Unkulunkulu waye nkosi yabo.
And they seen the heathen nations having king. So they wanted to act like the heathen nations and they bought themselves a king.
Futhi babona izizwe zamayedeni zile nkosi. Ngakho bafuna ukuziphatha njengezizwe zamayedeni futhi bazithengela bona inkosi.
And as they did it, they got in trouble.
Futhi bekwenza lokho bangene enkathazweni.
Gradually begin to come in. Gradually the world begin to slip into them. finally ended up in Ahab.
Mpichana mpichana kwa kalu kungena. Mpichana mpichana umhlaba wa kalu kunyenyela kupho. Ekugcineni kwaphelela kwapho.
One king coming this a little closer to it, and finally squeezed the life out of him. And there they went, and when their real king come, they didn't know him.
Inkosi ngayinye nje isondela kukho. Kancinyane isondela kukho. Kancinyane. Njalo ekugcineni kwakhama impilo yaphuma kubo. Futhi nampo bahamba. Futhi lapho inkosi eqotho isibuyile kabamazanga yena.
That's the same thing the church has done. It's adopted. Here you are. It's adopted politics, education.
Into efana enziwe libandla. Lithethe imkhuba, nanko ke lithethe politiki, imfundo.
It's adopted organizations, society, big churches.
Amen.
Hot concluding preachers.
Lithethe inhlanganiso, iqembu, amabandla amakhulu, abachumayela basiqhajayo.
And when the real king comes, they don't know him. And they're crucifying the very Holy Ghost that's their king.
Futhi lapho inkosi eqotho isiza, kabamazi yena, futhi bebethela umoya ongcwele oyinkosi yabo.
They don't know him.
Hallelujah.
But they laugh at him and make fun of him as the Jews did their Messiah. The church is doing their Messiah the same way.
Kabamazi yena, kodwa bayamhleka yena, njalo bamenza inhlekisa yena. Njengamajuta benza uMesiya wabo. Ibandla lenza ngendlela efanayo uMesiya wabo.
They don't know it. They haven't got the spiritual insight. Because they're so indoctrinated with their eyes and what they see. Great buildings trying to compare with the world.
Kabakwazi khona. Kabala kudalula kukamoya. Ngoba emehlweni abo bafunde kakhulu. Futhi lokho abakubonayo izakhiwo ezinkulu. Bazama ukuzilinganisa lomhlaba.
We are never exhorted to compare with the world. We're exhorted to humble ourselves. And one is a majority in God.
Gasi kutazwanga ukuthi sizilinganise lomhlaba, sikhuthazwe ukuthi sizithobise. Futhi oyedwa usene ngini kuNkulunkulu.
And today in the healing evangelists out on the fields, there's such a competitors.
Futhi lamhlanje ekusiliseni abavangeli phandle ezikhundleni kulomncintiswano abancintisayo.
One says, well, bless God, I have so many thousands. I got a bigger meeting than you have.
Omunye uthi, awu, busisa uNkulunkulu. Ngile nkulungwane ezingaka. Ngilo mhlangano omkhulu owedlula elilawo.
What difference does that make?
Kulo mahluko bani lokho?
We have 1 or 1 million. What difference does it make?
Silo yedwa kumbe izigidi esisodwa. Kwenza mehluko bani lokho?
Are we true to God? Are we true to His Word? Do we stand under test of the Holy Spirit? Is it true? That's the main thing.
Siqinisekile kuNkulunkulu. Siqinisekile elizwini lakhe. Siyama na ngaphansi kokuvivinya kuka Moya Ngcwele. Liqiniso na iyo into eqhathekileyo.
But we compromise upon the Bible. A lot of our Pentecostal people upon the fundamental doctrines of this Bible compromise.
Kodwa siyekethisa phezu kweBhayibheli. Abaningi babantu bakithi bePentecost phezu kwesekelo zemfundiso yaleli Bhayibheli bayekethisa.
I don't want to hurt feelings. I'm in my own church. And I feel that I could do just what in my church because I'm preaching the gospel.
Gule, angifuni kulizisa ubuhlungu. Ngisebandleni lami futhi ngizwa ukuthi ngingenza lokho nje ebandleni lami ngoba ngichumayela ivangeli.
But there's tens of thousands of Pentecostal preachers know that there's no such a thing in the Bible as a baptism in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Kodwa kulamathumi ezinkulungwane zabafundisi abePentecost abakwazi ukuthi akulanto enjalo eBhayibhelini eyokubhaphathiza ebizweni likaBaba, iNdodana, uMoya Ngcwele.
I challenge the archbishop or anybody to show me where anybody was ever baptized in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Ngipha inqobe umbishopu omkhulu loba ubani ukuthi angitshengise lapho omunye owake wabhaphathizwa ebizweni likaBaba, iNdodana, uMoya Ngcwele.
But they compromise because these organizations has did so.
God, baya yegetisa, ngoba inhlanganiso, zenze njalo.
There's not one person in the New Testament and for 300 years afterwards but history of what was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Akula ngitsho umuntu oyedwa kuTestament elitsha futhi eminyakeni engamakhulu amathathu emva ngembali kodwa owabhaphathizwa ebizeni likaJesu Kristu.
What is it? Organization. That's did it. Compromising.
Kuyini inhlanganiso yakwenza khona ukuyekethisa.
And today they've took all the street workers off the streets. They've took the tambourine out of the church.
Uthi namhlanje bathethe izisebenze esitaladini zonke basuse esitaladini. Sebesuse ithambourine ebandleni.
They've taken all the glory out of the church. And got seminaries preaching little old rooster comb preaching.
Sebesuse yonke inkazimulo ebandleni. Futhi baba lentshumayelo yama seminary. Intshumayelo encane endala yogedla lwequde.
All polished in society and their women wearing shorts and dresses that they're skinned into and men smoking cigarettes and gambling and telling dirty jokes.
Bonke belolongekile phakathi kukaZulu futhi balabesifazane babo begqoke okabhudula lezigqoke ezibambayo lamadoda ebhema igwayi njalo bechova amakhasi futhi bekhuluma insomo ezingcolileyo.
It's a disgrace in the sight of God.
Kuluhlazo ebusweni bukaNkulunkulu.
I know that's rough, but it's time somebody said something.
Ngiyakwazi kulukhuni lokho, kodwa isikhathi sokuthi omunye akhulume olutho.
Compromising. Giving in, acting like the world.
Ukuyekethisa, ukuyekelela, ukuziphatha njengomhlaba.
I don't care if I have to stand alone with nobody but God alone. I'll preach the truth of God's Bible and stand for it. If I die, I'll still stand for the truth.
Angilandaba la nxa kumele ngime ngedwa. Kungele omunye kodwa uNkulunkulu. Kuphela ngizajumayela iqiniso leBhayibheli likaNkulunkulu futhi ngilimele lona. Nxa ngisifa ngizalimela iqiniso.
We want truth.
Impela sifuna iqiniso.
I measure up not according to the church, but according to the word of God I want to measure up.
Ngizazilinganisa, hathi mayelana lebandla, kodwa ngifuna ukuzilinganisa mayelana lelizwi likaNkulunkulu.
But Delilah, did you notice? She knew that Samson had a power. And she didn't know where that power laid.
Kodwa uDelila, unanzelele yini? Wayekwazi ukuthi uSamson wayelamandla.
She couldn't tell what that power was. But there was some great power that Samson possessed. And she wanted to find it.
Wayengeke acho ukuthi lawo mandla ayini. Kodwa kwakulamandla thile amakhulu. USamson ayelawo. Futhi wayefuna ukuwafumana.
And as Delilah, she kept wooing Samson after her beauty.
Futhi lapho Delilah.
Oh, she dressed herself real sexy and she walked before him and she tee-heed like some of the little teenagers of the day and so forth and would just act like something other than a striptease, trying to woo Samson to her.
Oh, was gogisa sibili, ogogu kanugisayo, futu waya pambi guake, jalo wamhuka, jenga labo abacha balamuhla, futi futi, logunjalo, futi efunu uzipata, njengento ethile ozinqunulayo ezama ukukhugela uSamson kuye.
That's the same thing the world's done to the church.
Iyo into efanayo eyenziwe ngumhlaba ebandleni.
Now where is your great power?
Manje angapha amandla akho amakhulu.
Well, if we'll organize, that'll break the power. The Catholic Church done it.
Awu, nxa singahlela lokho kuza kwephula amandla. Ibandla leKatolika likwenzile.
But the Philistines is on these Samson and a Luther came out.
Kodwa amaFilistiya phezu kwakho Samson futhi Luther waphuma.
And he organized again. If you buy me with another card, it'll hold me. So they did.
Ngakho bahlela njalo. Nxa lingambopha ngeyinye intambo, iza ngibamba. Ngakho bakwenza.
And the Philistines on these Samson, what happened? Wesley came out and broke the cards.
Futhi amaFilistiya phezu kwakho Samson Kwenzakalani? Wesley waphuma njalo waqamula intambo.
Now you've deceived me all along. Don't you know I love you, Samson? All right, tell me the truth in your heart.
Manje ungikhohlisile isikhathi sonke. Awukwazi ukuthi ngiyakuthanda, Samson. Kulungile, ngitshela iqiniso elisenhlizweni yakho.
All right, you buy me with another card. All right, now we'll do that. What is that? That's the denominational card.
Kulungile, ngibophe ngeyinye intambo. Kulungile, manje sizakwenza lokho. Kuyini lokho? Intambo yenhlanganiso.
You let me be free and I ain't got no denomination. Then I tell you, you have me broke. So how come the Pentecostals?
Ngikhulule mina ukuze ngingabi le nhlanganiso. Ngakho ke ngiyakutshela uzangephula. Ngakho aphuma ama Pentecost.
Amen.
Where's your power? Philistines be upon me and he broke the cards. Again.
Angapha amandla akho. Ama Philistine aphezu kwakho. Futhi waqamula intambo njalo.
But now what happened? It's got the Pentecostals, the big doctors of divinity for their pastors. Some great man.
Kodwa manje kwenzakalani? Kubambe ama Pentecost, amadokotela amakhulu enkolo, abelusi babo, athila amadoda amakhulu.
They've got just as much school and ritual as the Methodists or Baptists or any of the rest of them's got.
Bale sikole esinengi nje, futhi lesiko njengama Methodist, kumbe ama Baptist, kumbe loba ngubani, kubo abalakho.
Go into a church and you can't hear an amen. Just as cold as a bunch of Eskimos right off the North Pole.
Amen.
Cold. Indifferent.
Hamba ebandleni futhi awungeke uzwe u-amen. Bayaqanda nje njengamaxuku lama Eskimo khona le North Pole. Bayaqanda abakhathali.
And now the Philistines is on thee, Samson. The Philistines is on thee, America.
Futhi manje ama Philistine aphezu kwakho, Samson. Ama Philistine aphezu kwakho, Melika.
Where is that oneness of spirit?
Amen.
Where is the oneness of Pentecost?
Bungaphu bunye bomoya, bungaphu bunye be Pentecost.
The assemblies of God and then united in the church of God and this, that, and the other. Each one with a different ism, this one with that, and this one with that.
Ama assemblies of God, le united, le church of God, la lok, la lokia, lo gunye, omunye la munye, olen kole chene, lo ela lok, futi lo ela lok.
We're so broke up that you can go into a city to hold a revival of one church sponsored, the rest of them won't even attend.
Sehlukene kuze kuthi. Uyangena edolobheni ukuthi ube lemvuselelo nqa ibandla elilodwa likusekela khona abanye babo bangabasihluphi ukuya khona.
The communists is up on the America. Where is our power? Where is our glory?
Amakomanisa phezu kwakho, Melika. Angapha amandla ethu, ingaphi inkazimulo yethu?
What is it? Because we went after the wisdom of man instead of the power of God.
Kuyini? Ngoba silandela inhlakanipho yomuntu kulamandla kaNkulunkulu.
Why do we got our preachers and things are so stiff and starchy till they've organized us till we're so starchy and stiff-necked that people don't ever hear a shout in the church anymore?
Ngenxa yani sebela abafundisi bethu futhi lezinto zabalukhuni kakhulu futhi zomaqa baze basenza inhlanganiso sase somaqa njalo saba ngotamo lukhuni baze abantu.
You never hear anybody cry. The mourner's bench is put in the basement. There's no more glory in the church.
All
we do is sit back as stiff as we can be. We're not free. We're bound.
Konke sikwenzayo siyahlala nje. Siyamile sibe likhuni njengoba singaba kasikhululekanga sibotshiwe.
The devil with his modernistic demons has bound the church of the living God. That's right.
Udeveli ngamadimona akhe simanje ubophe ibandla likaNkulunkulu ophilayo. Yikho lokho.
There's no more power in the church. There's no more freedom. The people are so starchy and stiff.
Gakusela amandla futhi ebandleni, gakusela futhi inkululeko, abantu bomile qa balukhuni.
Why the God can come into the midst of Pentecostal people and show that he's God and prove his signs of his resurrection and don't even shake him.
Ngenxa yani uNkulunkulu engabuya phakathi kwabantu bePentecost futhi atshengise ukuthi yena unguNkulunkulu njalo afakaze izibonakaliso zakhe zokuvuka kwakhe kakubanyakazisi lakancane inkazimulo.
What a disgrace!
Ngenxa yani lihlazo.
I walk across the country, God working, performing signs, and people sitting. Well, I guess that's all right. Oh, I know it can be done.
Ngiyahamba ngidabule elizweni uNkulunkulu esebenza esenza izibonakaliso futhi abantu bayahlala futhi bethi yebo ngiyabona kulungile. Oh, ngiyakwazi kungenziwa.
It doesn't move them. Why? They're bound with the lie of the world. They're in fetters.
Ngakubanyakazisi bona ngenxa yani babotshiwe ngudelila umhlaba babotshiwe.
Now being got them into, bound them into a confederation.
Manje sebeze babafaka bababophela phakathi komanyano.
The Philistines are on these Samson. What you going to do about him?
AmaFilisti aphezulu kwakho Samson. Uzakwenzani ngakho?
Oh, we've got great denomination, sure. We have greater membership than we ever had. But where's the Spirit? Where's the Holy Ghost?
Oh, sile nhlanganiso ezinkulu ngempela silamalunga amanenge ukwedlula esasilawo kodwa ungaphi umoya engcwele.
That's what the devil has done. It's wooed into the church.
Ikudevela akwenzile ukhugelwe ebandleni.
It's kept wooing the church. Come to me, I'll give you a great big tabernacle over here if you'll just do this.
Kulokhu kuhuka ibandla buya kimi ngiza kunika itabernacle elikhulu ngapha nxa nje ungenza lokho.
If you'll get rid of that fanatic preacher you got and get a man, a doctor of divinity who's got some sense, we'll build a nice big classical church and we'll be like the rest of them.
Nxa ungaxotsha lowo mfundisi odlulisa amalawulo olaye njalo uthole indoda udokotela wenkolo olengqondo sizakwakha ibandla elihle elilesithunzi elikhulu futhi sizafana labanye abanenge.
Shame on ya!
Amen.
You'd rather have a man that didn't know split coffee from beans, but was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That was uncompromised by the power of God.
Ihlazo kuwe kungcono ngibe le ndoda engazi umahluko phakathi kwecoffee ecezuileyo lendumba kodwa egcwaliswe ngwencwele ongayekethiswanga ngamandla kaNkulunkulu.
But it's got also starchy. That some poor saint can break through in the meeting and speak in tongues or shout a little bit or do something and the rest of them will all gander around and look. What was that? Well, I wonder why. That must be a fanatic dropped in somewhere.
Kodwa seku oh kome kakhulu kuzothile ongcwele ongesidutho engangena emhlanganweni njalo akhulume ngendimi kumbe amemeze kancinyane kumbe enze olunye ulutho futhi bonke babo baya kuchibilika njalo bakhangele bekuyini lokho. Awu ngimangala kungani kungabe kuluhlanya oluwe luvela kwenye indawo.
Yes, amen. Thank God.
You know that's the truth.
Uyakwazi lelo liqiniso.
Amen.
Some poor saint step in, get happy enough to raise her hands and cry and praise the Lord. Somebody who will holler amen to the preaching of the gospel. And the rest of them turn around and see what he said. That's Pentecostals.
Ongcwele ongesilutho othile angena thokoze okwaneleyo aze aphakamise izandla zakhe njalo ekhala futhi edumise inkosi umuntu ongamemeza amen ekuthunyelweni kwevangeli futhi leningi labo liyachibilika njalo liboni akuthoyo ngamapentecost.
What's the matter? Your pattern after the Methodist, after the Baptist. They pattern after the Catholic. Catholic pattern after hell.
Amen.
And all together all after hell.
Amen.
Right!
Kuyini uhlupho lilingisela ama-Methodist, lama-Baptist, balingisela ama-Catholic, ama-Catholic alingisela isihogo, futhi bonke ndawonye, konke khona kwalandela isihogo. Qondile.
The liar has wooed in the big churches. Fine educated ministers take the better class.
Udelila ulihugele emabandleni amakhulu amahle abafundileyo abafundisi bathatha iqembu elingcono.
Well, you know, so-and-so down here is a millionaire. If we could just get him to come into our congregation, oh my.
Hauge, awas, uzbandos bani, pansi ngale, ulezgiti zemali, nganje, singa menza, abuye ebandlenletu, oh mina.
If he isn't born again, then he doesn't deserve to be there.
Nga enga zalonga gucha, kafanelangu guba kona lapa.
I don't care if he's got $1 million. If he owns 40 Cadillacs. Whatever he's got to be born again. Come right down to a new birth and be regenerated by the Holy Ghost. And come out of there in a new birth, snotting, excuse me, of crying and screaming and carrying on like the rest of them. And live a life afterwards to prove he's got it.
Angilandaba gumbe ulezikiti za matola. Nga ela makati lagi anga machuma mane. Loba guhini alako kumele azalwe kutsha. Abuye phansi ekuzalweni kutsha. Futhi aguqulwe ngumoya ongcwele njalo aphume lapho ekuzalweni okutsha ehlihla amakhovula ngiyaxolisa ekhala ehlaba umkhosi futhi equbeka njengabo abanye bonke besenza futhi aphile impilo emva kwakho efakaza ukuthi ulakho khona.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's what you need.
Amen. Yikho okudingayo.
Samson, the Philistines is up on thee. The communists is up on thee. The world's up on thee. The devil's up on thee.
Samson ama Philistia phezu kwakho. Ama komanisa phezu kwakho. Umhlaba phezu kwakho. Udevil phezu kwakho.
They go back and they see the Spirit of God perform miracles and do things of his resurrection, what Jesus promised. They say, you know, I think Brother Branham's got a lot of mental telepathy. My pastor said it was of the devil.
Bayabuyela futhi bayabona umoya kaNkulunkulu. Usenza izimanga futhi esenza izinto zokuvuka kwakhe. Lokhu Jesu akwethembisayo bayathi uyakwazi ngicabanga umfo wethu Branham ulokunengi kokufunda ingqondo. Umelus one wathi kwakungokukadeveli.
You poor hypocritical deluded infidel. All polished up. You wolf in sheep's clothes. Jesus said, if you don't know me, you don't know my day.
Wena olusizi, ozenzisayo, ongakholwayo, okhohlisweyo, opolishweyo, wena mpise qoke isiqoko zemvu, uJesu wathi, ngabe belingazi mina, belizabalwazi usuku lwami.
But you've got a bunch of souls that try to make you like the rest of the world.
Kodwa lileqhuku labo Sawuli elizama ukulenza lifanane lomhlaba wonke.
We want a bunch of men of God who don't compromise on the word but preach the truth and stand on the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Sifuna iqhuku lamadoda kaNkulunkulu abangayekithisiyo elizwini kodwa bechumayela iqiniso futhi beme ekubhaphathizweni kukaMoya Engcwele.
But what has the world done? It shaved all your power off.
Kodwa wenzeni umhlaba na? Uphuce wonke amandla.
You were born Nazarite Pentecost, but the world certainly shaved your power. Now it's just as starchy as the rest of them.
Wazalwa ngumNazari, umPentecost, kodwa ngeqiniso umhlaba uphuca amandla akho. Manje sokome qa njengabanye bonke.
What are we going to do? What's going to happen?
Siza kwenza njani? Kuza kwenzakalani?
There's one glorious thing that I can think of in this text.
Kulento eyodwa yenkazimulo engingacabanga ngayo ukuphetha lesi sifundo.
While Samson was bound, we can't have a revival. Listen to our loyal brother Billy Graham. Revival in our day.
Lapho uSamson ebochiwe, angeke sibe lemvuselelo. Lalela mfo wethu othembekileyo, uBilly Graham. Imvuselelo ngosuku lwethu.
Listen to Robert scream. Revival in our day.
Lalela ora Robert eklabalala. Imvuselelo ngosuku lwethu.
Listen to the rest of them. Revival in our day.
Balalela abanye bonke. Imvuselelo ngosuku lwethu.
How can we have a revival when we're bound?
Singaba lemvuselelo njani thina siboshiwe?
We bound the Holy Spirit with our organizations and traditions, and we can't have a Holy Ghost revival.
Sibophe umoya oyingcwele ngenhlanganiso zethu lemikhuba futhi angeke sibe lemvuselelo kamoya oyingcwele. Amen.
I know that's scorching hot with the weather, but it's the truth.
Ngiyakwazi lokho kuyachisa phe, kanye lo mumu womkhathi kodwa kuliqiniso.
How can we have a Holy Ghost revival when you're so bound and starchy? Form of godliness, the Bible said they'd have. Form of godliness, but would deny the power thereof.
Singaba lemvuselelo kamoya engcwele njani lapha sibochiwe futhi someqa isimo sobuNkulunkulu. IBhayibheli lacho baza balaso isimo sobuNkulunkulu kodwa beza phika amandla khona.
The power of what?
Amen.
The power of the organization? The power of the world, the power of the church, the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the secret place in the church.
Amandla ani, amandla enhlanganiso, amandla omhlaba, amandla ebandla, amandla kamoya ngcwele, yo indawo emfihlwe ebandleni.
And when the church adopts educated preachers and big buildings and finery and instead of the old fashioned Holy Ghost, it better be in a mission again. Amen.
Futhi lapho ibandla lithatha abafundisi abafundileyo futhi izakhiwo ezinkulu lobuhle kulomoya ngcwele wakudala kungangcono babe se mission enjalo. Amen. Qiniso.
How you gonna have a revival of the Holy Ghost and people quench it and bound it and are afraid of it? There's where the trouble lies.
Uzakuba lemvuselelo kamoya ongcwele njani futhi abantu bona beyicitsha yona njalo beyibopha yona futhi beyesaba yona yikho lapho okulohlupho khona.
The Philistines is on me, but the one blessed hope we have, while Samson was in jail,
amaFilistiya phezu kwakho kodwa ithemba linye silalo elibusiswe lapho Samson esentolongweni.
What's the first thing they'd done when they caught him? They bound him first. They took his power away. They found his secret. They found your secret. The world found your secret.
Yipi into yakuqala bayenzayo lapha bembamba bambupha kuqala basusa amandla akhe bathola imfihlo yakhe batholile yakho imfihlo mhlaba utholile imfihlo yakho.
Now you women all bob your hairs, go like the world. You men all go and act like the world. It's all right, tell jokes and dirty jokes and go out and smoke a few cigarettes and run out with the neighbor's wives and everything else like that. A little sociable drink to hold your job.
Manje lina bafazi lonke, ligeli nwele zen, uhamba jongo mhlaba, lina matota lonke, lihamba lenze jongo mhlaba, kutondili, lisome futhi, insome zingolileyo, lipume lipeme ikwayela kangane, futhi lipume la bafazi babo makelwane, njalo lokunye, okunjenga lokho, ukunatha nje, kancinyane, ebantwini ukuze, ugcine umsebenzi wakho.
I'd rather lay on my belly and eat soda crackers and drink branch water and stay clean and pure before God than to compromise for any kind of a job.
Kungangcono ngilale ngesisu sami futhi ngidla amabhiskiti alesoda njalo nginathe amanzi esifula futhi ngihlale ngihlambulukile njalo ngimsulwa phambi kaNkulunkulu kulokwekethisela loba yikuyiphi umhlobo womsebenzi.
Stay true to God.
Yiko sibili. Qiniso. Hlala uqinisekile kuNkulunkulu.
Samson, the Philistines is on thee. Branham Tabernacle, worldlyism is creeping in among you.
Samson amaFilistiya phezu kwakho. Tabanekeli lika Branham umhlaba usunyenyela phakathi kweni.
What about it? Have you exposed your secret?
Yini ngakho? Selembulile imfihlo yenu.
Have you exposed that secret that God gave you when you were wallowing there in the sawdust a few years ago?
Selembulile imfihlo leyo uNkulunkulu alipha yona lapho libhuqa othulwini lwamasaga eminyakeni emlutshwane edluleyo.
Have you let it creep out the social formal worship? What's happened to you?
Selukuyekele kwanyonyobela phandle ngokwabantu okukhonza okupholileyo kwenzakalani kuwe.
God can come down and perform a miracle and go right down to the audience and tell people the secrets of their hearts and everything and heal the sick and afflicted and do signs and wonders and preach His word as hard as He can by the Holy Ghost. And people say, well, I guess that's all right. We enjoy listening to it once in a while. We're not too tired. That's Branham Tabernacle.
uNkulunkulu ngehla futhi enze isimanga njalo akhambe sehla phakathi kwabantu futhi abatshele abantu imfihlo zenhliziyo zabo lakho konke futhi asilise abagulayo labahluphekileyo njalo enze izibonakaliso lezimanga futhi achumayele ilizwi lakhe kakhulukazi njengokwenelisa kwabo ngomoya engcwele futhi abantu bethi awu ngibona kulungile lokho siyakholisa ukulalela lapha lalapha nxa singadinwanga kakhulu yithabanekeli likaBranham.
The Philistines is on me.
AmaFilistiya phezu kwakho.
What used to be when the preaching of the word and the old saints with the tears in their eyes would rise to their feet and walk sobbing, maybe not saying a word, just walking around two or three times and sit down, so filled with the Holy Ghost, the word fed them.
Lapho kwakujwayelekile lapho kuthunyayelwa ilizwi futhi labangcwele abadala inyembezi zisemehlweni abo babesukuma ngenyawo zabo njalo bahambe bebubula mhlawumbe bengatsho lutho behamba bebhoda nje kabili kumbe kathathu futhi bahlale phansi begcwele kangako ngomoya engcwele ilizwi labondla bona.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Umuntu kasoza aphile ngesinkwa kuphela, kodwa ngalo lonke ilizwe liphuma emlonyeni kaNkulunkulu.
Philistines is on the Branham Tabernacle.
AmaFilistiya phezu kwakho tabernacle likaBranham.
Philistines is on you, Pentecostal.
AmaFilistiya phezu kwakho maPentecost.
Of course, the Philistines got you, rest of you. Long time ago when you organized yourself so tight. Nothing could come unless you was a Presbyterian, Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, or something. You wouldn't have nothing to do with the rest of them.
Ngeqiniso amaFilistiya alibamba lina lonke. Esikhathini esidala esedluleyo lapho lizihlela lina ngokuqinileyo kakhulu. Akulo kwakungangena ngaphandle nxa wawungumPresbyterian, ngumBaptist, ngumMethodist, ngumCatholic, kumbokunye. Wawungela lanto yokwenza labanye bonke.
So revival in our day, how can we have it? When the regular reviver giver is bound by the world.
Ngakho ke imvuselelo ngosuku lwethu singaba layo njani lapho lo onguye opha imvuselelo mihla yonke ebotshiwe ngumhlaba.
God won't come in where the world is. You can just depend on that. You so shape with the world, then it's all of it.
UNkulunkulu kangeni lapho kulomhlaba khona ungethembela nje kulokho ungabambana lomhlaba ngakho yikho konke kwakho.
When you let the world creep in, you go to act and act the world, then you are finished.
Lapho uvumela umhlaba, unyenyela phakathi, uhamba uziphathe njengawo umhlaba, ngakho uphelile wena.
But when you cut loose every fetter from the world and come to God, God will use you until you go to flirting again.
God uNkulunkulu nqa uthukulula lonke iketane emhlabeni, futhi uze kuNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uzakusebenzisa, uzubuyele uyozidlalisa futhi.
Here's the only hope that I have this morning to wind up my message is this. While Samson was bound, a new shock of hair growed out.
Nanti tembeli loto englalo ekuseni lokho. Ngiqedisa umbiko wami yilokho. Lapho eboshiwe uSamson, isiqa esitsha senwele sakhula.
God send us another church just before the end time. That the power of the Holy Ghost can come into her in the demonstrations of the Spirit in Mark 16 can follow the church.
Nkulunkulu sithumele elinye ibandla nje kungakafiki isikhathi sokucina ukuze amandla kaMoya engcwele abuye phakathi kwalo ekubonakaliseni kukaMoya lo Mark 16 elandele ibandla.
Acts 2 and 4, Acts 2, 38, all of it will be following right along with the church. Amen. Signs and wonders accompany the apostles. Great signs of his resurrection accompany him.
In 72, 4, in 72, 38, konke kwakhona, gebe kulandela kuhamba lebandla. Izibonakaliso lezimanga kuphelekezela abapostoli. Ezinkulu izibonakaliso zokuvuka kwakhe zibaphelekezela.
While we're in prison, surely God's growing a crop somewhere for the last great kill.
Lapho sisentolongweni, ngeqiniso uNkulunkulu ukukhulisa isilimo kwenye indawo okubulala kokucina okukhulu.
Amen. May it be you, my Christian friend, here this morning. May it be your strength has begun to grow.
Magube nguwe mngani wami ongumKristu. Lapho ekuseni lokho magube ngamandla akho aqala ukukhula.
I pray that this message this morning and out into the land of where this will go, I trust that this message will help bring the vitamin to your system that'll grow a spiritual power back into your life again.
Amen.
Let us bow our heads and pray.
Ngiyathandaza ukuthi lumbiko ekuseni lokho futhi phandle ezweni lapho okuzaya khona lokho ngethemba umbiko uzanceda ukuletha ivitamin emzimbeni wakho okuza khulisa amandla kamoya abuyele empilweni yakho njalo. Asikhothamiseni amakhanda ethu futhi sithandaze.
O Lord God, creator of the heavens and the earth, the author of everlasting life and the giver of every good and spiritual gift, take these words this morning and place them into the heart and water them, Lord.
Oh, Nkosi Nkulunkulu, dalu amazulu lomhlaba, umqali wempilo ephakade, futhi lopha sonke esihle, lesikamoya isipho, thatha lawa mazwi namhla ekuseni, futhi wabeke enhlizweni, futhi wathelele wona, Nkosi.
May the people pray over these things, seeing that the world has booed the church and has finally found its power, found its secret place, found where its secret lies, and has shaved it off.
Maguta bantu bekhuleke phezu kwalezi zinto njengoba kubonakala ukuthi umhlaba usukhuke ibandla futhi wacina usuthole amandla alo wathola indawo yalo eyimfihlo wathola lapho okulemfihlo yalo futhi usuliphucile.
Has taken the peoples that once shouted the victory, once had the victory, and has shaved them off to stay home on Wednesday night to watch a television program.
Wathatha abantu abake bamemezela inqoba, abake banqoba, futhi wabaphuca, wabenza bahlale ngekhaya ngolwesithathu ebusuku ukuze babukele uhlelo lwe-television.
Taking the joy out of their hearts and give them more love for the world than they have for God.
Wasusa intokozo enhlizweni zabo futhi wabapha uthando lomhlaba kakhulu kwedlula kulolo ababelalo kuNkulunkulu.
Has given more desire for worldly entertainment than to have the preaching of the gospel.
Ubanika umhlaba omnenge okomhlaba isifiso esinenge sokuzikholisisa emhlabeni kulokuba babe lokuthunyayelwa kwevangeli.
If there's not a great band and a lot of carrying on and hooping and carrying on, then they don't want the old gospel anymore that brings tears of joy to the soul.
Nga kungela iband futhi lokuqhubekela phambili okunenge lokuqabalala lokuqhubekela phambili ngakho ke kabalifuni ivangeli lidala la kancane okuletha inyembe zentokozo emphefumulweni.
That brings divine healing back. That restores the apostolic gifts to the church. That brings in the risen Christ, the Messiah of this day.
Okuletha ukusilisa kukaNkulunkulu kuphenduke okubuyisela iziphiwo zobupostoli ebandleni okuletha uKristu ovukileyo uMesiya walolu suku.
But as Israel was bound by their kings, that they could not follow their real king, and their real king, when he came, they didn't recognize him.
Kodwa njengokuba u-Israyeli wayeboshiwe ngamakhosi akhe ukuze bangalandeli inkosi uQobo futhi inkosi uQobo lapho yona ibuyile kabayinanzelelanga yona.
So is it today, O Lord. The King of Glory has appeared in the form of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, they don't know it. They don't recognize it.
Ngakho kunjalo namhlanje, O Nkosi, inkosi yenkazimulo ibonakele esimeni sika moya ongcwele futhi Nkosi kabakwazi khona ngaba kunanzeleli khona.
They're so organized, so tight that they do not understand it because it's not in their organization.
Bahleleke ngokuqinileyo kakhulu kuze kuthi ngabakuzwisisi khona ngoba kakukho kweyabo inhlanganiso.
Lord, this is a work of the devil that's done this to the people.
Nkosi, lokho ngomsebenzi kadeveli oyenze lokho ebantwini.
May the Samson of God, may the true in heart, those who are longing and crying and pleading and holding on, may they stay with the Lord until this new crop grows out.
Maguto Samson kaNkulunkulu, maguto abaqinisekileyo enhlizweni, labo abalangazelelayo futhi bekhala, njalo becela futhi bebambelele, maguti bahlale lakho khona, Nkosi kuze kuthi ilixa leli elitsha likhule.
Until there comes forth again a joy in Zion, and there comes forth a group that can recognize and understand, that can see the Messiah and the hidden powers that's hid from the world that they will not understand now.
Kuze kufike njalo intokozo eZiyoni, futhi lapho kuphume iqembu elinganzelela njalo lizwisise, elingambona uMesiya lamandla afihlweyo, afihlela umhlaba, ukuze bangawazwisisi manje.
Grant, Lord, that they'll see this, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Siphe Nkosi ukuthi bakubone lokho, ngoba siyakucela khona ebizweni lika Jesu. Amen. Amandla khona kathesi. Nkosi, thumela amandla khona kathesi, futhi ubhaphathize wonke umuntu.
Babesendlini
yaphezulu,
bonke behliziyo
yinye, lapho umoya ongcwele sehla, lo owethenjiswa yinkosi yethu. Nkosi, thumela amandla akho khona kathesi. Nkosi, thumela amandla akho khona kathesi. Nkosi, thumela amandla akho khona kathesi, futhi ubhaphathize wonke umuntu.
How I love him. Just send his power.
Ngiyamthanda njani yena. Thumela nje amandla akho.
They were in the upper chamber all with one accord. All the world had drained out of them. They were emptied up. And the Holy Ghost came.
Babesendlini yaphezulu, bonke benhliziyo nye, wonke umhlaba umunyiwe kibo. Babe thululile konke, futhi umoya ongcwele wehla.
Today they say, come join the church. Put your name on the book. Or bow down and say, I confess Christ as the Son of God. Get up, the devil does the same thing. Certain.
Namuhla bathi bona, buya ujoyine ibandla, beka ibizo lakho ebhukwini, kumbe khothama futhi uthi, ngiyavuma uKristu ukuba uyindodana kaNkulunkulu. Sukuma. Devil wenza into efanayo. Qiniso.
The devil was baptized when Judas was baptized.
Devil wapapatizwa lapho uJudas epapatizwa.
The devil went out and preached the gospel when Judas went out and preached the gospel. But the devil didn't get the Holy Ghost.
Devil wapuma futhi wachumayela ivangeli lapho uJudas wapuma echumayela ivangeli. Kodwa uDevil kawutholanga umoya ongcwele.
That's it. There's where the hidden power is at. That resurrection. That no positive beyond a shadow of doubt. Amen.
Yikho lokho lapho amandla ayimfihlo akhona, ukuvuka lokho okwaziyo okuyikho kungela ukuthandabuza. Amen.
He's here. That same Holy Ghost. That one was on the Messiah. He's still on his church. He never leaves.
Yena ulapha. Lowo moya ongcwele ofanayo wona lo owawuku Messiah lokhu sebandleni lakhe. Yena akaqali ukusuka.
I'll be with you always, even in you, to the end of the world. I'll be there.
Ngizakuba lani mina kokuphela, loba kini kuze kube ekugcineni komhlaba, mina ngiyabe ngikhona.
The works that I do shall you also, More than this shall you do, for I go unto my Father.
Imsebenze ngiyenzayo mina lizayenza lani. Eminenge kula le lizayenza ngoba mina ngiya kubaba wami.
But the world compromises it. Oh, those are days past. Just what the devil wants you to do.
Kodwa umhlaba uyakwekethisa khona. Oh, lezo zadlula insuku khona lokho nje udevil ufuna ukwenze.
They want you to glamorize. God wants you baptized.
Bafuna ukuthi wena ubukeke. UNkulunkulu ufuna ubhabhathizwe.
God wants you. You say, oh, I don't believe all that they're carrying on. Go ahead, live in your sin. Live in your sin.
UNkulunkulu ufuna wena. Wena uthi, oh, angikholwa konke lokho. Ukuqhubekela phambili. Qhubeka futhi uphile. Qhubeka futhi uphile esonweni sakho. Phile esonweni sakho.
But until you rot. Do you rot to your own ideas? Do you rot to your own fashions? And be regenerated again and born again. And that new life will be altogether different from the one that went down.
Kodwa ngaphandle uze ubole. Ngaphandle uze ubole. Engqondweni yakho. Ngaphandle uze ubole. Kuma fashion akho. Futhi uguqulwe kutsha. Njalo uzalwe kutsha. Futhi leyo mpilo entsha. Iyakuba ngehlukileyo. Ngokupheleleyo. Kuleyo. Embelwe phansi.
A grain of corn goes down yellow. It comes up green.
Inhlanyelo yomumbu ingena phansi ilithanga. Imila iluhlaza.
Goes down hard, cased in. It comes up flexible and blowing with the wind. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Ingena phansi yomile, ivalelwe, imila ithambile, futhi iphetshethwa ngumoya. Oh, inkazimulo. Hallelujah.
When the winds begin to blow, the grain can't do them but move itself, shift. But the little blade flexes and rejoices, grows in it. Strengthens itself.
Lapho imimoya iqala ukuphephetha, inhlanyelo kayenzi lutho, ngaphandle kokuzinyikinya yona, inyikinye, kodwa oluncinyane, elincinyane uhlamvu, luyagoba njalo, luthokoze, lukhuleke, luziqinise lona.
It can never become a blade until the corn is dead and rotten. Not only dead, but rotten.
Alungeke lube luhlamvu ngaphandle, kokuba umumbu ufile njalo wabola hatch ukufa kuphela kodwa ukubola.
Can't come back no more, but life comes out of it.
Awungeke uphenduke futhi kodwa impilo iphuma ku.
As I said a while ago, a birth is a horrible thing. Filthy, dirty, the filth is of filth, but that's where life lays.
Jongo kutsho kwami isikhatshane sidluleyo ukuzala kuyinto esabekayo. Kungamanyala, kungcolile. Amanyala, amanyala. Kodwa yikho lapho okulempilo khona.
When you reckon yourself filthy, reckon your Methodist, Baptist, and Pentecostal creeds filthy, die out at the altar, then new life comes in.
Lapho uzibona ungamanyala, ubone izivumankolo zama-Methodist, lama-Baptist, lama-Pentecost, zingamanyala, ufe eLatin, impilo entsha ke, ibisingena phakathi.
The Holy Spirit makes you in above that. You see God.
Umoya ongcwele ukwenza ube phezulu kwalokho ubona uNkulunkulu.
We shall see him some glorious day. Someday beyond the reach of mortal ken, we'll see him.
Sizambona yena ngolunye usuku olukhazimulayo ngelinye ilanga ngaphesheya kokubona komuntu ofayo. Sizambona yena.
You believe that?
Liyakholwa lokho na?
Someday beyond the reach of mortal ken. There waits for me a glad tomorrow.
Ngelinye ilanga ngaphesheya kokubona komuntu ofayo. Ngilindelwe ikusasa elilenjabulo.
I was standing up here on the corner last night and thought I seen little Rabbi Lawson when he used to be down here and reach around his old cane and pull me with his neck, around my neck with his cane, up here to the pulpit. Sing that song. There waits for me a.
Bengimile phezu lapha ekhoneni izolo ebusuku futhi ngacabanga ukuthi ngibone umncane uRabbi Lawson lapho wayejwayele ukuba phansi lapha futhi afinyelele ngodondolo lwakhe oludala njalo ngigwegwe ngentamo entanyeni yami ngedondolo lwakhe lapha phezu kupupit njalo ahlabelele leyana ingoma khonale ngilindelwe hi
Something happened. It's taken the world out.
Amen.
I begin to see things different.
Enye into yenzakala. Wakhipha umhlaba phandle, ngaqala ukubona izinto ngokwahlukileyo.
I've worried so much about the way these American people are doing, constantly year by year, seeing women and men, how they degrading themselves and getting out into sin. I almost had a breakdown two or three times worrying over it.
Mina ngikhathazeke kakhulu. Ngalendlela abantu beMelika abayenza ngayo kokuphela umnyaka ngomnyaka ukubona besifazana labesilisa ukuthi bazilulaza njani futhi bengena esonweni ngaze ngaphosa ngaqaleka kabili kumbe kathathu ngikhathazeka ngakho.
Yesterday I said to God, I'll not worry no more. Your word said it would be so, but I'll stand in the breach and call against it. All that's in me.
Izolo ngithe kuNkulunkulu mina ngikukhathazeka noma nini ilizwi lakho wena lathi kuyakuba njalo kodwa mina ngizakuma emkhandlweni njalo ngikhalimele phezu kwakho ngakho konke okukimi.
Other day standing up at Green's Mill, my cave way back into the wilderness, been praying all day, and about 3 o'clock the sun was setting. I was standing up there looking across, come out of the cave up on a big rock.
Ngolunye usuku ngimi phezulu eGreen's Mill ebhalwini lwami phakathi kwenhlane bengade ngikhuleka ilanga lonke njalo phose ngehola lesithathu ilanga selitshona njalo mina ngimile khonapho ngikhangele phesheya ngiphuma ebhalwini phezulu edwaleni elikhulu.
I stand there looking towards the east praising the Lord.
Njalo ngangimile khonapho ngikhangele empumalanga ngidumisa iNkosi.
I could see the sun moving down behind the trees, up on top of the mountain as I looked across the canyon, over into the others, and a lot of foliage on, just as still as it could be.
Njalo ngangibona ilanga litshona, lihamba ngemva kwesihlahla, phezulu esiqongweni sentaba, ngikhangele ngaphesheya kodonga, kwezinye futhi, amahlamvu amanenge ekhona, kuthule, cwaka, njalo nje.
And I said, Lord, one day you hit Moses in the cleft of the rock. And you passed by him because he was weary. But you passed by, he said, looked like the back of a man.
Futhi ngathi Nkosi ngolunye usuku wena wafihla uMosi emhomeni wedwala. Futhi wena wadlula ngakuye ngoba wayesekhathele. Kodwa wena wadlula ngakuye yena wathi khona kwakukhangeleka ingathi ngumhlane womuntu.
I said, hide me in the cleft, Lord.
Ngathi ngifihle emhomweni Nkosi.
About that time, over to one side of me, there come a little wind moving down through the bushes. And it moved right along, come right down to the side of me, a little wind moving down, went down through the woods.
Pho sengesikhathi leso, kwelinye icele lami, kwasekubuya umoya omncinyane uhamba phakathi esixokini, waqobeka wahamba, wabuya wehla khona. Ngicele lami, umoya omncinyane usehla. Wangene sihlahleni ngama khona ngelinye ilanga uNkulunkulu uyakwazi kuphela nje ngapi njalo nini amavili empilo ephuphayo wonke ayabuma
Then I shall go to dwell on Zion. Someday,
ilanga
beyond the reach of mortal kin.
Ngokubona kumuntu.
Someday,
ngelinye ilanga
God only knows.
UNkulunkulu yakwazi kuphela nje. Ngapi njalo nini?
What's going to happen? She's going to close all these little wheels turning.
Buza kwenzakala nina. Lizavala wonke lawo amavili amancane ebhoda.
Amavili of
empilo ephuphayo wonke ayaguma o.
Then we shall go
siyakuhamba siyehlala
entabeni yeziyona.
So hang low,
yehlela phansi,
sweet chariot,
nolenhle,
coming far to
carry
me home.
Ungisa ekhaya.
Swing low,
yehlela phansi,
sweet
chariot,
coming far to carry
ungisa ekhaya.
If you
nga ungafika khona ngingakafiki, uzongithwala ungisa ekhaya.
Tell brother Bosworth,
tell umfowethu Bosworth futhi labo bonke abangani bami
futhi uzongithwala
nje ungisa ekhaya.
Now swing low.
Manje hlela phansi.
Dip down someday to pick me up. There. Our tree will be afar. The angels of God, the power and charity.
Iza kwehlela ngelinye ilanga njalo ingidophe. Sonke isihlahla siyabe silomlilo. Ngilozi kaNkulunkulu inqola yomlilo.
Uzongithwala. Ungisa ekhaya. Hlela phansi. Nola enhle uzongithwala ungisa ekhaya.
One of these days in the low parts of my death hours, I look for him to come in. That's right.
Ngolunye lwalezi zinsuku, ngolunye lwalezi zinsuku kwingxenye zangaphansi zamakhola ami okufa, ngiyakhangela ukuza kwakhe yena. Kunjani?
I looked over Jordan.
Ngakhangela phesheya kweJordan.
What did I see?
Futhi ngabonani?
Coming uzongithatha
ungisa
ekhaya. Like old Elijah looking over Jordan.
Njengo Eliya omdala ekhangele phesheya kweJordan.
A band of bright angels.
Ibutho lezindilo zezikhazimulayo zingilanda.
They were coming.
Zizongithatha ungisa ekhaya.
So low, get down low.
Pansi yehla uze pansi. Ngolenhle. Uzongithwala ungisa ekhaya.
Yehlela
pansi.
Ngolenhle.
Uzongithwala ungisa ekhaya.
The Lord Jesus, the blessed driver of this chariot, the pilot over the old ship of Zion, the boat of life, moving down through the building, speaking, His presence is here. The very Holy Spirit that raised Him from the grave is here.
Inkosi uJesu, umtshayeli obusisiweyo, walinqola, umtshayeli womkhumbi womdala, waseZion, isikepe sempilo, esehla phakathi kwesakhiwo, ekhuluma ubukhona bakhe bulapha wona kanye umoya oyincwele owavusa yena encwabeni ulapha.
Be it to give out no prayer cards. Is there anybody here who come from out of town that I don't know that's here to be prayed for? Raise up your hands that I don't know. Raise your hands up. I don't know.
Kuye kuthi gabaniganga amakhadi okukhulekelwa. Ukhona yini lapha ovela ngaphandle kwedolobho engingamaziyo olapha ukuthi akhulekelwe? Phakamisa isandla sakho. Lo engingamaziyo, phakamisa isandla sakho. Angikwazi.
You there. I believe the little fellow with the mustache back there. Somebody raise your hand back in that way. Yeah, you? Did you raise your hand? All right. Back there you, sir. All right.
Wena lapho. Ngiyakholwa unumzana umncane olendeva emuva ngale. Omunye uphakamisa isandla sakhe emuva ngangale. Yebo, wena uphakamisile isandla sakho, kulungile. Emva ngale wena nomzana, kulungile.
You are strangers to me. That Lord Jesus, the same shepherd of the flock here.
Amen.
You believe His promises are true. He anoints His church, and the works that I do shall you also.
Amen.
Even greater than this shall you do, for I go unto my Father. More than this, you believe that?
Lonke libacha kimi leyo nkosi uJesu umelusi munye womhlambi lapha uyakholwa yini ukuthi izithembiso zakhe liqiniso yena uyagcoba ibandla lakhe futhi imsebenzi engiyenzayo mina lani futhi loba lemikhulu kulale lizayenza ngoba ngiya kubaba wami emineni kulale uyakukholwa lokho.
Did you raise your hand that you didn't know me?
Uge waphakamisa isandla sakho sithi kaungazi.
You believe God can tell me what's in your heart, can speak to me just like he did the woman touched his garment?
Uyakholwa uNkulunkulu engangitshela ukuthi kuyini okusenhlizweni yakho engakhuluma lami njengakwenzayo yena owesifazana owathinta isembatho sakhe.
You believe he's a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities?
Uyakholwa wena ukuthi yena ungumpriest omkhulu othintwa imizwa yobuthakathaka bethu.
If God will reveal to me your conditions, will you believe me to be his prophet? Believe that his presence you hear and that's why he permits it?
Nga uNkulunkulu engangambulela izimo zakho, uzangikholwa ukuthi ngingumprofeti wakhe. Ukholwe ukuthi ubukho bakhe bulapha njalo kungani ekuvumela yena khona.
You're praying for your wife. She's got a broken hip, dislocated hip. That's right. If it's right, raise up. All right. Go find her well. Amen.
Uthandazele unkosikazi wakho. Ule nqulu ephukileyo, inqulu equzekileyo, yikho sibili. Nxa kuyikho sukuma kulungile. Hamba uyomfumana esilile. Amen.
What about you back there, little fellow raised up with head and mustache? You believe with all your heart? You believe God can tell me your troubles?
Wena ke emuva lapho. Lo mnumzana omncane osukumileyo olendevu uyakholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke na uyakholwa uNkulunkulu engangitshela inhlupho zakho?
You believe your son will get all right? You do?
Uyakholwa ukuthi indodana yakho izasila? Uyakholwa?
Got a boy. He's got cerebral palsy. That's right. You're not. It's from Kentucky. So that's right. Raise up your hand. I don't know you do. If I do, raise your hands like this. We don't know one another. That's right.
Ulomfana uledumbe ebucotheni yikho sibili aus uvela eKentucky. Nxa kuyikho phakamisa isandla sakho. Angikwazi wena. Ngiyakwazi yini? Nxa ngikwazi phakamisa isandla sakho. Kanje kasazani omunye lomunye. Yikho sibili.
Trust in the God you believe. As you believe, find your boy the way you believe. Just put your hand on your heart.
Sethemba kuNkulunkulu. Uyakholwa. Lapho ukholwa, fumana umfana wakho ngendlela okholwa ngayo. Zifake nje wena enhlizweni yakho.
Who was it you raised up your hand? No, was it you? All right, mister, do you believe me to be God's prophet?
Ngubani lapha obe phakamise isandla sakhe? Ebe nginga be kunguwe. Kulungile ntoda. Uyangikholwa mina ukuthi ngingumprofeti kaNkulunkulu.
You do with all your heart. You don't have to get up. Just stand right there.
Uyakholwa ngehliziyo yakho yonke. Akudingi ukuthi usukume. Mana nje khonapho.
All right, sir. What's your trouble? You've got sugar diabetes. And it's bothering your foot. You're from Ohio. Your name's Mr. Miller. Go back home and get well. All right. Be with all your heart. All right.
Kulungile nomzana. Kuyini uhlupho lwakho? Ulechukela. Futhi kuhlupha unyawo lwakho. Uvela eOhio. Ibizo lakho ngumnu Mila. Buyela ekhaya futhi usidle. Kulungile. Khola ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Kulungile.
You believe? If you can believe.
Wena kholwa nge. Kukholwe khona nxa ungakholwa.
The lady sitting here, you raise your hand. Big lady. Glasses on. You believe with all your heart?
Ikhosikazi elihlezi lapha uphakamisile isandla sakho. Khosikazi elikhulu eligqoka amanglasi uyakholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
You believe me to be God's servant? You do?
Uyakholwa ukuthi nginceke kaNkulunkulu? Uyakholwa?
All right, if God can tell me what's your trouble, you believe? Heart trouble. All right, raise up your hand if that's right. All right?
Kulungile. Nxa uNkulunkulu engangitshela ukuthi uhlupho lwakho kuyini, ungakholwa. Uhlupho lwenhliziyo, kulungile. Phakamisa isandla sakho nxa kuyikho lokho. Kulungile.
The lady here next to you raised up her heart, but it's really her eyes. I know her. All right, if thou canst believe.
Ikhosikazi lapha eliseceleni kwakho, elimileyo, inhliziyo kodwa khona sibili ngamehlo akho, ngiyamazi, kulungile. Nxa wena ungakholwa.
Back there, the next man back there has got heart trouble too and a skin disease. You believe that God will make you well? You do, sir?
Emuva ngale, indoda elandelayo emuva lapho, ilo hlupho lwenhliziyo, lawe futhi lesifo sesikhumba. Uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uza kusilisa. uyakholwa nomzana.
There's a man back there somewhere raised up his hands and didn't Mr. Schubert.
Kulendoda emvangale kwenye indawo uphakamise izandla zakhe ongazange umnu Skubert.
All right, sir. All right, do you believe? It's for your eyes also, isn't it? You're praying for your mother sitting out there also. If that's right, raise up your hand.
Kulungile nomzana. Kulungile uyakholwa. Ngokwamehlo akho futhi akusikho yini uthandazela umama wakho ohlezi ngale futhi nqa kuyikho phakamisa isandla sakho.
We're strangers, is that right? Shake your hand. Shake your hand to one another. All right. That's right. If you can believe, you can receive.
Gasazani, yikho yini lokho. Qawula, qawulana lomunye kulungile. Yikho sibili. Nqa ungakholwa ungamkela.
The risen Jesus Christ is in the building. He's the same one. What does it do to you? Have you let the world sap all the strength out of you?
Jesu Kristo vukileyo usesakhiweni. Yena ungofanayo lo. Kwenzani khona kuwe? Wekele umhlaba wamunya wonke amandla kuwe yini?
Hallelujah.
Glory!
Amen.
I want new birth. I want new life. I don't care what plane it comes on if I have to be a holy roller.
Yes. Amen.
Anything.
Inkazimulo, ngifuna ukuzalwa kutsha. Ngifuna entsha impilo. Kangilandaba lokuthi yona ibuya ngayiphi indiza mthina nqa kufuze ngibe ngumgiqiko ongcwele loba yini.
I don't care what plane it comes on. I want the real Holy Ghost that's on me now. I want to keep it. I'd rather have it than all the things of the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Kangilandaba lokuthi kubuya ngayiphi indiza mthina ngifuna oqobo umongcwele onjengalo okimi khona kathesi ngifuna ukugcina wona kungcono ngibe lawo ukwedlula zonke izinto zomhlaba. Amen.
Do you believe? Do you believe it's here? Lay your hands on one another.
Liyakholwa. Liyakholwa yena ulapha. Bekani izandla zenu omunye phezu komunye ke.
Tell me one more thing he could do. Nothing.
Ngitshela okunye futhi okukoda angakwenza yena akulo.
Have faith now. Believe it's over.
Bana lokukholwa manje. Khola ukuthi sokuphelile.
Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, author of eternal life and giver of all good gifts. Thy spirit is here so anointing, Lord. Looks like the buildings are breathing, moving back and forth.
Go, Sinkulunkulu, Dali wezulu lomhlaba, mqali wempilo engapheliyo, njalo muphi wezipho zonke ezinhle. Umoya wakho ulapha, ugcoba kangako. Kosi, kungani sakhiwo siyaphefumula sihamba lelale.
Why can't the people understand it, Lord? How they associated with the world so much and got so cold and foreign and starchy till they can't know you anymore?
Kungani abantu bengakuzwisisi khona Nkosi ngabe sebe bambane lomhlaba kakhulukazi futhi baqanda kakhulu njalo baba buthukuthuku futhi bona bazi bangakwazi wena futhi.
Lord God, may this power strike everyone and every sick person be healed. Every sinner saved. God get glory. Through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I ask it. Amen.
Nkosi Nkulunkulu, makuthi amandla la achaye umuntu wonke futhi laye wonke umuntu ogulayo asile sonke isoni sindiswe futhi uNkulunkulu uthola inkazimulo ngoJesu Kristu indodana kaNkulunkulu ngiyakucela khona. Amen.
Do you believe it? Raise up your hands.
Liyakukholwa khona phakamisani izandla zenu.
You accept your healing.
Amen.
God bless you.
Liyamkela ukusila kwenu uNkulunkulu alibusise.
Now go and find it just the way you believe it'll be that way.
Manje hambani likuthole njengendlela elikukholwe ngayo kuyakuba ngaleyo ndlela.
I see visions breaking over others. That's right. I gotta come back tonight.
Ngiyabona imboni iqhamuka phezu kwabanye yikho sibili kumele ngiphenduke lamhla ebusuku.
If you don't believe now, you ain't gonna never believe. That's right.
Nga ungakholwa kathesi kawusoze wafa wakholwa yikho sibili.
Jesus did it one time and they said, Lord, we know when Messiah cometh, he'll tell us this.
Jesu wakwenza kanye futhi bathi bona wena siyakwazi lapho uMesiya esiza yena uzasitshela thina lokho.
Hallelujah.
She said, I know the Messiah will do that, but who are you? He said, I'm he.
owesifazana wathi ngiyakwazi uMesiya uza kwenza lokho kodwa ungubani wena yena wathi mina nginguye
hallelujah hallelujah
then she ran into the city and said come see a man who knows what I was and what I've done isn't this the Messiah
nako wakhijimela emzini futhi wathi uzandi bone indoda obekwazi engangikho futhi lengikwenzileyo kayisuye yini uMesiya lo
He said these things will form again in the last days. The church will be preaching the truth, it'll be standing on the word.
Yena wathi lezi zinto siza kuba khona futhi ensukwini zokugcina ibandla liyabe lichumayela iqiniso lona liyabe limi elizwini.
He'll be doing all the commandments of God and not associate with the world. And through there I'll move and do the same things.
Liyabe lisenza yonke imilayo kaNkulunkulu kali kubambana lomhlaba futhi ngalapho ngizahamba futhi ngenza izinto ezifanayo.
But he said they'll be heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than of God, truth breakers, false accusers, having a form of godliness, very religious, going to churches, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away.
Kodwa yena wathi bazabe belamawala, bekhukhumele engqondweni. Bethanda injabulo ukwedlula uNkulunkulu bephula isivumelwano besethesa ngamanga belesimo sobuNkulunkulu bekholeke kakhulu besiya emabandleni belesimo sobuNkulunkulu kodwa bephika amandla khona tjana labanjalo
You people whoever you was in the church that he called out just now the vision's gone from me
Lina bantu loba belingapi ebandleni elibizwe nguye kathesi nje Umbono ususukile kimi.
If that was truth what I said and me being not knowing that to you, raise up your hands everywhere it was all over the church every person.
Nga lelo bekuliqiniso engutshoyo futhi mina ngingazi lutho ngani. Phakamisani izandla zenu. Loba bebe ngubani ebandleni lonke wonke umuntu kulungile bona.
Don't know them, never seen them, but the Holy Spirit here and he knows them. Can't you see it's not me?
Angibazi bona. Ngangikazi ngibabone. Kodwa umoya ongcwele ulapha futhi yena uyabazi. Kalibona ukuthi kayisimi.
Listen, if he'll entrust me with that, he'll trust me with the truth of the word because the truth can only come by the word.
Lalela. Nga yena engangethemba ngalokho. Yena uza ngethemba ngeqiniso lelizwi ngoba iqiniso lingabuya kuphela ngelizwi
repent everyone and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost for the promises unto you and to your children them it's far off even as many as the Lord our God shall call
pendukani yilo lalo futhi libhaphathizwe ebizweni lika Jesu Kristu ukuthethelelwa kwezono futhi lizakwamkeliswa isiphiwo sikamoya ongcwele ngoba isithembiso ngesenu futhi labantu benu lalabo abakhatshana futhi labo bonke inkosi uNkulunkulu eza kubabiza
You believe it? There's to be a baptismal service just in a moment.
Liyakukholwa? Kuyakuba lenkonzo yombhaphathizo nje ngesikhatshana.
Let's bow our heads and ask the pastor to pray. While make ready for the baptism. I think there's a baptismal service coming.
Asikhothamseni amakhanda ethu ngizacela umelusi ukuthi akhuleke besa lungiselela ubhaphathizo ngicabanga kulenkonzo yobhaphathizo elandelayo kulungile